When I have political talks in LA, I get in fights with people. I go, you're trying to convince me evil started 2 years ago. And it didn't. Trump Trump is just a continuing policy the 8 years of fucking Obama, which is most likely a continuing policy of the fucking 8 years of Bush, which was a continuing policy the 8 years of fucking Bill Clinton, man.
Oh, man, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. I'm on a balcony in Eilat, Israel, southern Israel, looking over the sea at Jordan. God damn, they got a lot of enemies here close. You can see Jordan clearly. You can see the refineries from this balcony. You can see it from the beach, too. It's fucking close, man. They're on all sides. They're fucking enemy territory on all sides. I don't know how they got here. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to do a solo podcast just about the history of Israel. The legitimate history of Israel. You know how I speak in, like, real terms for things? Real terms. Anyway, man, it's so nice to be in the sun after all that time in Europe. Fucking freezing cold. It snowed in Stockholm when I was there. It snowed in Oslo when I was there. It was all so fucking freezing. Berlin was super cold one night. But anyway, now no problem. Sun's out. Guns out. I went to Jordan yesterday with my brother to Petra. You guys got to look up pictures of Petra. I'm getting sidetracked. How about this episode? What do we got for this episode? But you guys got to see Petra. It's this fucking, it's all these temples and burial grounds and domiciles carved right into the mountain. So there's all these like holes in the mountain. You see that and you're like, my brother said this, like looking at all these little caves, these burial caves and these home caves. And remember when we thought, oh, why don't we just find Osama bin Laden? He's in a cave. Let's just go to the mountains. And there's no way. There's no way. You could be walking right above it and then there'd be a cave underneath you and you wouldn't know. There's no way you just fly over and see all the caves. It's miles and miles and miles of land. Man, it was fucking gorgeous. You guys, look up pictures of Petra. That's where we went. You walk down, it becomes these cliffs on either side of you. And it gets darker and darker because no light gets in. And all of a sudden it kind of opens up this giant square. And there's this whole temple carved. I mean, beautiful temple. 20 times the size of a person. Carved right into the fucking mountain. It's gorgeous. It's carved from the fucking stone. Oh, seriously, look up pictures. Petra. Okay, but this episode, in terms of looking stuff up, you're going to have a lot to look up. Sam Tripoli came on. He's got a new special out right now called Sam Tripoli's Christmas Extravaganza. Part of a two-part special. Sister specials. That and what's the other one? Fuck it. Damn, Sam's Tripoli. I got to find out. But they're all available right now on samtripoli.com. Sam's a fucking killer comedian. But so I didn't know what to talk about. I had done a podcast recently about conspiracy theories. And everyone's like, why don't you get Sam to talk about that? I was like, yeah, that would have been a good idea. But I wasn't around LA at the time. So when I had Sam on, I was like, let's talk about Armenians. Let's talk about the history of Armenian stuff. And I was all prepared to do that. I was in LA. He came out of my Airbnb. And we sat on the porch, and just very quickly, you know when someone's passionate about something, it just enters into the conversation where it's got nothing to do with it. Lisa is a good example. Lisa Traeger for that Simpsons podcast. She can't help but talk about women's issues, even when it's got nothing to do with that. So we're talking about the Simpsons, and she quickly pigeonholes in women's issues. We did the same thing. We did a panel for Ron Bennington. It was about being offensive in comedy or what offensiveness does to comedy or how being offended has an effect on comedy. And very quickly, she's like, well, women have it hard for this reason. It's like, Lisa, we're not even talking about that right now. But when you're passionate about something, it just comes up. It just comes up. Actually, I had a commercial teacher tell me, you're supposed to do that. When they want you to get excited, like, what did you have for breakfast today? And you read that they want me excited for this commercial. Don't forget about what they have for breakfast. They're just trying to get you talking. He said you're supposed to go, oh, man. And I hate using this example, but this is an example he used. Oh, man. I had the same thing I always have. Toast on avocado. I don't know if that's the actual food. I forget. It's like bagel with lox. Same thing as Kobe Bryant has. Kobe Bryant's my favorite player. Oh, man. He's always knocking down threes. That guy's great. Whatever it is to get you excited, that's what you're supposed to talk about. And you can't help it sometimes. And Tripoli cannot help but talk about conspiracy theories. And so he started telling me about some. He has this podcast called Tinfoil Hat, the Tinfoil Hat podcast. You guys should all check out. What he does is, he really is like Art Bell, if you remember him. He'll just take a conspiracy theory and really like dissect it, give it the credence it deserves. Be like, sure, okay, let's say it's true. Let's just say it's true. Let's go into it. And then some of these, he's like, you know, by the end, he's like, ah, that's no way. That's just not a real thing. And others, he's like, damn, that's, you're giving me a lot to think about. You know? And when you think about what the government's done in the past, you know, testing acid on fucking guys who try hookers, testing whatever that disease was on the fucking flying airman, the black airman from Tuskegee. I mean, they just keep doing stuff over and over again. So, faking the fucking Bay of Pigs so they can use it as a way to go into Cuba. This isn't stuff that's like, well, that's not true. Like, this is all true stuff. And it's in the last, you know, century. So, like, why do we think suddenly the government's going to be in the up and up? Or everybody else is going to be in the up and up? So, we talked about some fucking fun conspiracy theories. And he unveiled some shit to me. I mean, we looked up some details. Sure, some of these you got to look for the source. If it's some weird fucking news source, oh, I love The Sun. Some weird source, news source you've never heard of, fine. But some of these are from Time Magazine, the New York Post, like legit publications. And you're like, oh, like why is no people talking about this? It used to be we all just talked about the Kardashians. And then we got bored of that. So then they're like, hey, turn them on each other. Make women fight against men. Make blacks and whites fight against each other. Make people use the wrong gender pronouns, the enemy. For, by the way, a people that no one ever even meets. I think I've met, since I've been to New York, met two trans people, and I'm thinking one. But let's just say it's two, for safety's sake. And everyone's getting super worked up over something that just doesn't affect your day-to-day life. This is what you would call, in the Talmud, actually, I don't have a word for it. But it would be something like, why are you bothering studying with that? It's not going to affect you. Study fucking what to do in... If, you know, if your fucking bread wasn't watched while it was being made and maybe a goy came by and makes it non-kosher, that legitimately could happen. Anyway, so it's a great podcast. Sam also has specials out right now, the both of them. You want to go to samtripoli.com. There's also be links on my website as of me recording this. He gave me the wrong link for his second special, the Christmas Extravaganza, but they should both be up on the website right now. But definitely you can get the first one. $2 to rent, $3 to buy. Guys, I don't tell you to spend your money very often, but I'm telling you, spend your money on this. Sam Tripoli is a fucking killer comic. They're short. They're not like too long. They're like 30-something minutes each, maybe 40 minutes each. So they're digestible. And he's just a killer. He's just a fucking dirty killer. So check him out, seriously. And then also, for sure, subscribe to Tinfoil Hat Podcast, which is just more of what he's about to give you right here. I'm in Israel. I got my show in Tel Aviv on Saturday night. It's way sold out. I think the Jerusalem show on Tuesday, the 18th, is also sold out. Then, I don't know, I'm going to hit Egypt for a little bit and then head to the West Coast to do my show in Oakland, October 30th at the New Parish, followed by Sacramento Punchline, January 3rd, 4th, 5th. And then I go to D.C. for Sixth and I for a storytelling show with Big J, Gary Veeder, Joe List. I forget who else is coming. Sal coming? I forget if he's coming or not. But get tickets to that on the 15th. And then, you know, Denver and Phoenix and Tempe and all those things. San Diego, L.A. one more time in February. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start the episode, shall we? Oh, I love a conspiracy theory, and I love when you can actually go into it and figure out if it's like, well, hold on, let me cross-check this. Most of the time when somebody tells you something, I don't even know the people you're talking about. And I definitely like, well, I got to check your source. We check the source on the podcast. Oh, so much fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic, episode 345, The Conspirator with Sam Tripoli. It starts now. So don't ask me.
Christ, man.
They really do. Why? If you just...
It's unbelievable how someone will come at you and you just turn it back on their mother and then they literally just stop. Like, I don't know what
they start going like, that's dumb, or they go, or do they go like,
they just get, they go radio silent. You don't hear from them anymore. You're fucking stupid and your mom's fucking stupid and then you don't hear from it. It's the weirdest thing, but it always works.
Dude, it's so fun when you, I mean, because we're living in an age of trolling. You know, I'm a longtime troll.
You know, when you admitted you were a troll after my amazing sneak attack on you.
Which one?
In New York, where I went Ari on Ari.
What'd you do?
When we were doing Punch Drunk at the Skank Fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'll fight right now. You're like, okay, let's do it. And then I knew you were planning on how you could sneak attack me, which would be the no-look slap, which was a very popular move for you.
And I believe right then, so I was putting my tech myself out of my pocket, looking away from you as I was
you
planning.
You looked at Ryan, like, just to buy a little time, like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, not today, Satan, not today. And I just tackled you.
I turned around. You were maybe three steps away, running full steam
full
with your
speed.
Head down.
Yes.
Leading
I did
helmet.
A nice dump. On you, put you on some weird kind of knobs
on the stage.
Good move
against the speaker.
Victory was mine. But in that video, you admitted that you were a troll, and I found that like it was a big moment. I never knew you would ever admit you were a troll. Like, that's kind of your thing.
Yeah, it is. It does take away some power to it, so I don't like to admit it that much. But you know, among people who already know me, I feel like at this point, like you got to know I'm a troll here.
When did you first go
troll?
I'm a troll.
I didn't realize what it was for a while. You know, it's kind of like when I lost my religion. I didn't quite understand what is happening to me.
And what is the name of that now? Atheist?
Yeah, atheism. Yeah, but it was just like, I'm having questions and I couldn't quite face it. And then by the time I realized, like, oh, there's always a term for this, and I've been that.
When people always ask me when I want to be a stand-up comic, I always tell them I wanted to be a stand-up comic before I knew there was a name for it.
Oh, really?
Like, I just wanted to make people laugh. I didn't know it was a job.
Right, like you want a court jester.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, you know, they have a more modern one for that. I'm like, oh, really?
I remember being a kid and on the local news, which was out of Syracuse, Jackie Robinson was her name. She was the black woman who did the local news for like 20, 30 years.
If you're a black lady breaking into a market as a new black person with the name Jackie Robinson.
Right.
Like, you're never
this was
be
way back
in
the day before diversity, before everything. She did it forever and she was awesome. And they did a story on like... A comic was playing the local comedy club, and like now I look back, that guy was probably pure dog shit, you know, because the comedy club was nothing. He's probably there for, and they just kind of followed him around. But I remember watching, going, "Oh man, I want to do that. I want to do that."
Isn't it crazy how like susceptible to ideas children are? Someone was just telling me, just met somebody. They said they took their kids to a 6 and 9 year old kids to a like a brewery, you know, where they took them on a tour. They got a tour of like the big metal things. Now they're both brewmasters.
What?
Yeah. They both went into jobs in Sierra Nevada as brewmasters.
When they grew up?
Yeah.
Wow.
They went and took college courses. Their dad, I was talking to the dad. They're like, yeah. They said, why do you want to go to this school? I'm like, well, because they have a good, really good brew program. And he goes, wait, what? When did you go into that? Like, when I was 6, when you took me to that fucking...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
When did you realize you wanted to be a comic?
My friend Ami Butler would tell me that I should try it. I just remember liking making everybody laugh. But I didn't think that was like a job type thing. And then, like, when I started getting ready to graduate from college, sorry if there's a sore spot.
Why?
I assume you didn't graduate.
I did graduate from college.
Wow, community college.
No,
everywhere.
UNLV, what? Bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, degree. Didn't even want it. Just got for the parents. There you go.
Nice.
I always wanted to be I went to college in UNLV because I thought Vegas would be a good place to do stand-up. Now it is. Now, then
it also
was.
Was terrible because Vegas, I mean, you tell me because you did stand-up in Vegas. They had the national massive headliners come in. So who the fuck is going to go to a show with fucking 4 8-year comics?
Yeah. I mean, it was war. It was war, but it was fun. It was the best time ever.
Yeah.
And I'd agree. I started doing improv because I didn't know there was a difference between stand-up.
You did yes and shit?
Yeah. Because I thought that was stand-up. I didn't know that was different. And then a guy in my class, Isaac, he was like, you should try stand-up comedy.
It seems like everyone hates you in this improv class. I've gotten a solution where you can just be by yourself.
No. Angry. They all brought me in, and I started doing stand-up. We started a group, and that's where it started. And then I did that to Tom Segura.
Oh, really?
Tom Segura was in my Groundlings class. I was like, dude, this guy's so fucking funny. I go, do you do stand-up? He goes, no. I go, you should try it. And
really?
And I drove him around for a week showing him how to do stand-up.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hilarious. And then so Segura got that from you. And
yeah.
And he also took his weight from you.
Yeah.
And you've lost the weight.
I've lost some weight.
He's still up there.
No, he's lost weight, too.
He's lost some weight.
Tom Segura's starting to get, like, Hollywood, like, good-looking Tom, like, rich money Tom Segura. You know?
You think so?
Yeah. You ever see guys when famous people, when they got that money, they're eating better?
Uh-huh.
Like, all their
all
food
organic.
Was massages when it was alive.
As calves.
Yeah. Good-looking. Everybody's good-looking.
Yeah.
I mean, he just puts out a tweet like, me pee-pee-poo-poo, and it gets, like, a billion retweets.
I'm trying to start a thing. Hopefully I've already promoted it somewhere called, you know how people just virtue signal for likes?
Oh, don't even get me started in this town.
Okay. How about this? Virtue Signal Saturday, where we get comics or whoever on Saturday, virtue signal.
Just like, you know.
Is it too much to ask that everyone be treated equal, or am I the one who's off?
Yeah.
You know, just the most obvious, and then hashtag VSS.
If love is wrong, I don't want to be right. Yeah. And then just put it all out there.
Hashtag VSS.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. We should start
that. And then see how many likes you can get. Don't tell your friends you're doing it. Just fucking do it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
How many times do you do it? Just all day? As many as you can?
Once per day.
Just one?
Remember when D'Elia started Keep It Real Wednesdays or something like that?
Yeah.
And you had to be like, my mom didn't come to my soccer practice when I was 7 and it really hurt me. Keep It Real Wednesday. That was such a fun one.
So is Chris D'Elia starting a real cult? That's the question.
He could be, and I'd want to be part of that cult.
I would too, because that cult's going to be hot.
It's going to be great.
He's the best. He brought out a guy that looks like him just to handle the overflow.
The pussy overflow?
He brought out stunt dick with him.
Did I tell you my thing for a sketch for him?
What?
Okay.
I'm putting it right there. I thought it was going to fall.
Okay. You're such an addiction to your cell phone. We're going to talk about Armenians in this podcast, but the next one we got to talk about cell phone addiction.
For sure. I'm addicted to literally everything.
Oh, good point.
Sex,
you're
drugs.
Addict.
GoDaddy, domain names. I have like a fucking thousand of them.
So my sketch with D'Elia, instead of the Hunger Games, it was called the Thirsty Games. And it was just chicks who were thirsty for him. And it was just them lining up. Have I ever told you this?
No.
Okay, so you know how Saturday night they come out, they shave their legs and 9 1/2, you know?
Bleach their assholes.
I'm going to fuck Chris D'Elia today.
Yeah.
And they show up and they come outside. He's out on the porch. They wait the proper, like, you know, 5 minutes. And they're like, I'm just going to go out for a drink at the porch. See Chris D'Elia. And they get there and there's some other 9 1/2 talking to him already.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what? And like, that's right, bitch, you're a 5 now.
Yeah, you're a 5.
You're both 5s. And they look at each other like, oh, fuck. And then another one comes up like, hey, Chris. Oh. And it's on. So I want to do the thirsty games. Have them have like full, like, the swinging maces, swords, like the things that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And whoever wins gets the fuck.
Exactly. Fight it out.
That's great. I would watch that
games.
For sure. I would, because it's very much like, I talked about this on podcast, how it's like, you know, he's blowing up, but there was when he was first hit, when he was on either Whitney or his own show, like, girls would show up at, like, comedy club, like, dressed like they're going to, like
Kelly Bundy,
yeah,
like looking like that with a tight mini dress,
just mini dress,
like,
short
what
skirt.
Is this, it's jeans and a t-shirt's a normal
at the comedy store, for sure. But they're coming fucking makeuped up, perky tics, bleached asshole, just to present themselves.
Presenting this asshole.
Yeah. And he would come out and he would stand, and I would love to watch it. And like, you get to this point where you could either be like really angry because you're not getting, it's not you that's happening to,
or you could just
really appreciate it that's happening to somebody else and just enjoy watching it.
I would only be angry at the time where it was a possibility that would happen to me.
Yeah, it's so, I'm such a dumpster fire right
It's
now.
Like, I was mad about not getting drafted in the NBA, but I'm no longer mad.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be me.
It's just not. And I would just watch him come out, and he'd stand on the patio, and just like, they would just surround him.
Wow.
Like, when I went to, like, when I was young, my fraternity decided to go. We were in Nevada, obviously, at UNLV, and we went to the whorehouse the Bunny Ranch. The Bunny Ranch.
Wow. As a frat.
And the girls would just come out and just present. They would just line up, and you'd be like, you know, it's like, I'll take that one.
Number six.
Yeah, I'll take four. You know, that's what they would do with Chris.
Was it numbers like that?
No, they weren't number six. They were human beings. They were like the blonde with the perky tits.
Dude, they had that in Thailand. Me and Pete C went to Thailand, and it's like that. They all have numbers on. You just call over the number.
I think Pete C's a perfect person to go to Thailand with.
I was just going to go, and then he was like, to a full moon party, and I'm going to go a little before, and he's like, can I come? He's like, you can come. I'm going, so you can come, but here's the fucking itinerary. And he's like, I'm in.
What's a full moon party?
Oh, Koh Phan Yang, maybe Koh Samui. I forget. One of them's right next to the other one. Koh Phan Yang, Koh Samui. Koh means island. Travelers from all over the world. Backpackers. They go to party. It's the night of the full moon. Every full moon. And you can get drugs there. Prescription drugs. However you want. Pharmacies are open. There's no prescriptions needed. Bring whatever drugs you want. They sell those whippets. You know, those balloons.
Yeah, yeah.
Those nitrous balloons.
Yeah.
The liquor. They have, remember those 7-Eleven extreme gulps. There were free refills. It was like about this big.
Yeah.
And you could get free refills. It's equivalent of 5 1/3 cans of Coke. I would drink those like all day at the Comedy Store. And Big Fat James would drink them too. And they fill those up with
God rest his soul.
God rest
his
soul.
Just didn't get the fucking tumor looked at. Literally had a tumor, didn't do anything about it.
Really?
Yeah.
He was one of the first guys when they died that I knew that I was like, that's probably the right one. Just because he annoyed everybody. So, like, his lack of presence is now better for us than his presence was.
When he got in charge of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, it went right to his – we're like, we just got rid of Chewy. We don't need another fat fuck.
We don't need a
busting
tyrant.
Everybody else's fucking
– hey, bro, what are you doing in here? He just took over. It's amazing how you can see power corrupt at every level.
Just a little bit. A little
hey,
bit.
Hey, are you going to park like that?
Yeah.
James, I don't want to talk to you. Pepperell had the best title for him. Called a careerosaurus because he would come in and be like, hey, as soon as he opened the door to get out of his car, before he could even step out, Fat James was on him just going like, hey, man, I booked this thing on It's Always Sunny, two rolls on Always Sunny.
Out of the gate,
yeah,
right?
I got this. All right, man, let me fucking put my foot on the fucking pavement before you start with this shit, careerosaurus.
You should kill him.
Yeah.
One of your best things was him, you acting out him. How he got fat.
My impression of him on stage, in front of him.
When did you realize you had a dark, dark sense of humor?
I don't know. You helped me with it, for sure.
I was very dark.
You got a smoke-em list.
Yeah, okay.
I'll never forget your smoke-em list. Anyway, the full moon party, you just go there and you party, and they have these liquor things. I know you don't drink right now, but like, or whatever schedule you're on, but like, you just fill it up with like, vodka, rum, whiskey, and then some Coke and some Coca-Cola and some Red Bull, and then you just like put 6 straws in it and you just go. And it's a lot of times it's knockoff alcohols.
And this is in Thailand?
Yeah, and you just party until the sun comes up.
Dude, they love
this fire dancing. There's fucking different DJs. So you have like country western, you have like regular DJ music. You have another one of those regular DJ music. You have 80s, and you're just on the sand. Everyone pisses in the water. It's
a lot of fucking.
People end up going back and fucking, but
is there a lot of women at these parties?
Half and half.
Okay, that's great.
It really is. And it's just like you're there to get fucked up and hang out with friends and just – it might be fucking, but I wouldn't – it's like don't even worry about that. And then you can go out and swim in the ocean. Probably a couple people drown every year.
We lose a couple every year. You're like the fucking caribou cutting through the river. Like alligators are going to get a couple of us.
It's just going to happen. Yeah, it's fun. But wait, before we go on.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about trolling or whatever we get back to.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about Armenians. But you have a new special. It's out right now.
Yep.
It's available. SamTripoliLive.com?
Yeah, it's going to be on SamTripoli Live Vimeo.
Vimeo, okay. But no matter what it's on exactly, you're still trying to figure out as of right now.
No, it's going to be out on that. Okay. I got PR people working on it. It's. I did a special. I broke down 2 halves. The first one's coming out. It's called Sam Tripoli Live from the Viper Room. 0 fucks.
That's cool. I remember you taping that.
Yep. And then the second one will come out just before Christmas. It will be my Christmas special.
And that's also the Viper Room?
Yeah.
But the second half?
Yeah. It was like, because
are they connected or are they really separate?
they're connected, but I felt like they had two different vibes. It's almost like Kill Bill when they broke it in half. You're like, the first one definitely had a different vibe than the second one, so it made sense to break it up. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to break it up, and I'm just going to put them out.
And it's Christmas special. So wait, when's the first one coming out?
The first one comes out November 16th.
What the hell is that?
Is it a bug? Is it a fucking animal? Yeah, it's a little spider, man. I like spiders.
In there. Well, anyway, congratulations. Sorry.
Thank you. No, it's fine.
So, they'll be separated by how much. But right now, the first one's out. Sam Tripp with zero givens fuck.
Zero fucks given.
Zero fucks. Just zero fucks.
Zero fucks.
Okay. You've always had that attitude on stage, by the way. I love how you used to ask, too, like, how come I always got to go up late? And it's like, well, Sam, at first it was like, yeah, it's unfair. You're so funny. And then I got into comedy a little more. I was 7 or 8 years in, not just like amazed by everything, because you were like an upperclassman when I started, you know. And then I was like, well, Sam, you're horribly offensive. When would they put you up?
It's
when the families are out.
I get that.
Yeah, I always thought it was so unfair. You do so well, but it's like now that I'm a little bit older, it's like, oh yeah,
100%.
Pete Lee, Whitney, certain people should go at certain.
The business people go early. Yeah. Let the business people get the business done.
And lucky the store now, it's all packed late, so it's all fucking good.
Yeah, I didn't even. I just wanted to get up relatively, because
show that late.
When Tommy Starr was running everything, he would do the speed bump. And I'm not going to say their names, but that's where I would know he'd put two people right there back to back that weren't meant to go up at that point, where people were like, okay, I think it's a good time to leave.
Yeah.
And they would clear out the room. So one, you know, back in the day, Sam Kennison would do that for Mitzi. She would put him there to clean everybody out so the waitresses could do their paperwork and Tommy could go smoke weed in the back, play guitar, and talk about how he's the most talented person.
Also, Sam Kennison would never get up. I mean, literally awake by to do a 9:30 spot.
Right,
like,
right.
He's waking up at 10 p.m., going to get some blow, and then rolling back at 1:15.
He did it right, dude. Like, he would party all the way down to morning radio, show up, do morning radio, then wake up right before his show.
Yeah, he did it right.
That was right. I mean, it's almost Don Barris does the same thing at the Comedy Store, where he stays up late, goes, does Jimmy Kimmel, sleeps all day to Jimmy Kimmel, does Jimmy Kimmel, go to his Comedy Store.
Yeah, he did it right. And he would go on late night. It's almost like he's at the Viper Room hanging out, doing blow with everybody. He's like, hey, I'm going on the store. You guys want to come? And he'd bring on, like, Axl Rose and shit, and all those people, like, come with me. The store will be half full, half empty, but I can fucking own it now at 1:15 in the morning. Who's getting bumped? Nobody.
Nobody.
Massive star coming up at 1:15 in the morning. And you knew that was possible? People would show up late.
I love those. You know, they're late night spots. But, you know, now they're the only place to work on new shit, the Comedy Store.
Really, that's why.
Unless you're like you or Rogan, that you kind of have this, like,
no, you're wrong.
Credibility.
Work on new shit early. I feel obligated.
Yeah, but my point is, like, you can bomb and no one's going to be like, dude, it's not going well for you.
I'm in a good place. Yeah. So, yeah, you give no fucks. Anyways, my point.
I like to see. I'm now in a place going, what jokes are you telling me I can't do? I'm doing them.
I wish the fucking left and the right, the angry side, I've stopped saying it's just the left because it's not, would start to realize, like, guys, the more you get mad at comedians for saying, you're just going to make more of us do those jokes. So I get if you're mad at this comic, but your technique is resulting in more of the things you hate.
And it's the hypocrisy of the rules, too, because you don't apply it to everybody. You're just literally applying it to people you really don't like. I mean, like, Hillary made a big joke this week about how, like, all black people look alike, right?
Hillary who?
Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody went crazy. Nobody went nuts. No loss of that. You know, it's just a tool to get rid of people you don't like.
It really is.
You know,
really
fucking, if Ellen did a joke shitting on somebody, everyone would be like, oh, you know, what can you do? She's a comic.
Yeah.
But if somebody don't like that, you're like, he shouldn't be working anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's amazing, too, when you see it. And you're like, it's just like the centrist side or the libertarian side of the I don't know what it is. The people who just like.
Who knows the labels anymore?
Our sort of thing where it's like, I'm sort of seeing what all of you are doing.
Yeah.
I'm more on one side or the other. But no matter what, I see what you guys are all doing. I see you guys on debates, Republican and Democrat, all trying to get a vote instead of saying what you really believe.
Right.
You know? Like, there's that side now that sees people for what they are.
I mean, that I don't know if it's the middle or the people just...
I think it's separate from all of it.
I have this political thing that I do called Ronin. It's for my podcast where I just don't join any groups. I don't defend anybody I don't know. Yeah, I don't defend anybody I don't know. I don't defend any decision I'm not part of. You know, big thing I had to learn is not give people any fucking information they don't want. And then, you know, I did my best right wrongs. But when you stay out of it and you stop picking... I'm watching some of these people tweet from this town, L.A., and the things they're saying, some of these people tweet like they have to escape a plantation every day just to get to an open mic.
Oh, my God, I know. They complain so much, and you're like, you have it so easy. Like, you don't know what privilege is. I'm like, I don't. Upper class American first world person.
Yeah.
Upper middle class whose parents are paying for their insurance.
Yeah.
It's like...
The worst are the trust
like
fund kids, too.
It's like when Azizi's kids, where it was like, where Jonah and Jack were like, Jack got a bigger portion than me. And it's like, you both got massive portions that neither of you worked for.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's multiple helpings. You should go up and get more. Why are you guys arguing about who had it harder when you both have it so fucking easy?
And then they get older, and then they're going to feel bad for people that they think are worse than them, and then they're going to defend them. It's so interesting. Like, all this political correctness is ran by trust fund kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust fund kids are pushing it.
You can't make fun of black people because their psyches can't take it.
Even though they have no black friends.
And it's like, by the way. No, it's not their psyches that are a problem.
Yeah.
It's getting shot and shit.
Or the only fucking black friends they have are those two black twins that do comedy. Who are they? What are they called?
Mooney Twins?
Yeah. No, the other ones. The new ones. They are hipsters. They're very nice guys.
The Lucas Brothers. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got my black person that I know. Do you hang out alone a lot? No, never. But I do know him. What was I going to say, though? Oh, so those people, they do that. So it's like it almost made me, like, me and Nate and a lot of people were like, when Trump got elected, it was the same with George Bush got elected, it was like, not into it, but man, the fact that you guys are crying makes me happy.
Makes
me happy. And so now, same thing when they're like, rape jokes, you can't do rape jokes. What about Louis? Well, Louis does it. Yeah, but Louis's okay. When Louis does it, he does it right. And now I'm not happy about what's happened to Louis, but like part of me is like, hey, you're one example of why this guy's allowed to do it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Gone now.
And the people who allowed him to do it are the ones who tore him down,
exactly.
too. It wasn't us. I mean, like, I have no problem with Louis. Like, he did hit, but I'm like, man, they really let him get away with shit, you know? And
they
should have,
but they should have let the rest of us get away with it, too.
100%. This no shit. I do
the
joke about
part, I mean.
I'm like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe like the jerking joke, off the if they're cool. Like, you see how, like, Sarah Silverman got in trouble for saying that she let him? Like, she let him. It's like, okay, what are
woman
we talking
woman
about?
Woman showing consent and giving consent.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
And then they took it as an affront. It's like, no, she was cool with it. So that's not what we're talking about.
Can I tell you my theory, what I learned when traveling in Asia?
What?
So Americans, this is about feminism here or liberalism here. It gets tied up with feminism.
I don't know the difference between progressivism and liberal. Whatever's the old school one where it's like, you do you, I'm going to do drugs, make art, and fuck. That's what I am.
That's progressive, but then they got locked in with liberals too. So like, that's not progressive. And it's like, you guys are fucking...
Yeah,
whatever.
You're annoying.
But Americans in general, like, you talk to people about politics, and we're kind of dumb. We don't really know much about our politics. We know what we like, but Dave Smith always says it. Like, have you read a single book that shows the other side's point of view? If you don't watch Fox News, and how do you know what they have on Fox News?
Right.
How could you be arguing if you don't do any research? We're dumb Americans. Our sports fans, we're dumb sports fans. You and I both.
Right.
You know, occasionally we know, you know the clips.
Right.
Good.
Right.
But like generally we're like, fucking Brett Favre, he's not good anymore. People are like, oh, here's a stat. You're like, all right, well, because we didn't know that. It's like, well, why are you screaming like you know?
Right.
Not just you, me too.
Right.
When we don't really know, we're dumb. Americans are dumb.
Yeah.
And that's our thing. Bravado, guns in the air, boom, boom, boom. You know, we're the best, number one, no matter what. Our liberals and our feminists are just as dumb.
For sure.
And we just scream about stuff without really doing any research and stuff. So the people who go, well, Louis can say it, but you can't. Like, you haven't really thought about this. You just have a feeling.
Yeah.
And you're running with it hard.
And you want to be right. You want to be right more than do right. That's what I've learned. So even the face of that, what you're talking about makes no sense. You don't care because you just want to win an argument.
Exactly.
It's more important than anything
it's
to you.
It's like when you have a chick and then she's like, you talk about coming home late. And you're like, I didn't come home late. I said 10 o'clock. I was there by fucking 9:53. And she's like, and then all of a sudden it's the new argument is like, well, I didn't get a birthday present. And it's like, wait. She's like, that's all I'm saying. I'm like, no, that's not all you were saying.
Yeah.
All you were saying was to come home late.
The goalpost changes.
So you can like encompass all of it with you're right about one thing.
Or it just brings it on back. It is interesting. And then they come up with buzzwords. When the argument isn't working, there's buzzwords like racist, conspiracy theorists I get all the time. Whatever, Alex Jones. I get told, go watch Fox News all the time. I've never actually sat down and watched Fox News, except for some people putting up like, watch this funny clip or watch that funny clip, you know, but never said, oh, let me tell you, I don't do that with MSNBC, too. My girlfriend can't stop watching Rachel Maddow. It's like I come home. It's like when you had a girlfriend and you were watching porn and you like tried to turn the porno off. She tries to find the remote and turn it off. And she's like, fuck, you know, so they it's like. Just because it's Fox News doesn't mean all the information is always wrong. They are a piece of shit, just like MSNBC's a piece of shit. Yeah. Why do you think you – like if
they,
I go to
they,
them
– they change the news stories. They make you believe things that aren't true, both of them.
Oh, for sure. They're just complete and utter mouthpiece for fucking the military, dude.
I heard this one thing once at Trump. I was listening to NPR in a car, so I listened to a whole speech. They broke in for, whatever speech he was making. So I just listened for – I had nowhere to be. So I was like, let me listen for 20 minutes. And he was talking about the border, and he was talking about MS-13, these gangs. And he goes, it's not just regular people coming over, you guys. It's these gangs. It's MS-13. And they're fucking – they're gang members, and they're murdering people. And these gang members are raping people, and they're fucking – they're animals, you guys. And we don't want them here. And I was listening to that, and I was going, I wonder how the press is going to fucking shift this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the next day, I saw a headline. You know, like a legitimate – it could have been CNN, or it could have been something – Trump calls Mexicans animals.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. But you know that's not what he was really saying. You know what he's saying about this one gang from Mexico specifically.
Yeah.
And so you're not lying. He did call Mexicans animals, but you're making it seem like he calls all Mexican animals. But you're doing that on purpose.
Right.
You know you're misleading people into believing things that aren't the truth. So, like, where happened to journalism?
Well, look at this Kavanaugh case in the Supreme Court. It just came out that this woman was lying.
What do you mean?
The second chick who came out and said he watched her get gangbanged and have trains ran on her, and he didn't know that. But she kept coming back to these parties. It reminds me of your rape locker joke about the girl at the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, yeah. I got raped five times. You're
three
like,
times.
Why do you keep going back?
There.
Why do you keep going
not
back?
Even a comic.
Like, there's this guy that... who does this thing, Change My Mind? Have you ever seen those videos?
Yeah.
Where it's like, change my mind. There's no such thing. We don't live in a rape culture yet. And this one beta cuck sat down and goes, I know 10 women who've been raped on this campus. 10 chicks? Like, why would anyone send their daughters to that school? 10 people. This one guy. That's just one guy.
One guy who knows them.
10.
Oh, yeah.
10.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking
sense. Yeah, with the chick at the rape locker, I'd be like, hey. It's possible she keeps getting raped.
Yeah.
Can I offer one other possibility?
Okay.
Is that some women are super dramatic and they lie.
Yeah.
Women are the liars. We know those women. We just haven't applied it to rape yet.
So they have this case. They frame it all about his sexuality, not about his actual law.
Who?
Kavanaugh, his actual opinions on law, which is like pro-militarized police, warrantless search warrants, no fucking basically be able to the government to be able to spy you through your computer. Anyways. So, and of course, all of Hollywood was like, believe all victims. Believe all victims.
They went wrong putting all their eggs into that basket.
It's just, you can't, fuck, you don't know these people.
Right, why not more publicize, like, hey guys, this guy wants to take away our rights. He's going to fucking spy on us. Look at the shit he's stood for.
Right.
He wants to go against Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And, like, stick on that. And then, like, hey guys, call your congressman. Say, you don't want this fucking guy.
That was my whole
point. Instead of a thing where, like, oh, really, a very historically unprovable crime. It sucks.
Yeah.
There's no way to prove it.
And everybody's like, hey, you live in a state where you could still charge him with rape. She's like, nah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Maryland. She could still charge him. There's no statute of limitations on sexual assault.
Yeah, so you bring in questions, and then it becomes like, do you believe or do you not believe her? It's like, wait, let's just get back to hating this fucking dude for what he's going to do to this country.
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, he lost his temper and his thing. I'm like, that's not what he's ever... I already drank in college a lot. Like, guys, that was never what was on the table.
Yeah.
It was like with Clinton. Go put that in front of your face.
Yeah.
It was like with Clinton, though, when they were like, he lied about having sex with Lewinsky. And it's like, yeah, but guys, it was about Whitewater.
Yeah.
It was about fucking giving loans on The Secret to, I'm not even sure what the story was. But then it became about like, are you saying you tried not to have your wife found out you were fucking a 20-year-old on the side?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a new moment. That's not what he's on trial for. And then that's what he became on trial. It was so fucking weird.
They know
and
how
to. And you can sort of see. I think the guy did do exactly what she was saying to him. I think Kavanaugh did. But I also can see how the Democrats on purpose didn't just like, when they had their list of candidates, just go, hey, by the way, there's one candidate. We already know something about him. You shouldn't nominate him.
Yeah.
Because there's no way we can keep quiet about this.
But there's also some stuff that woman, her father, very high up in the CIA forever, was in charge of black ops funding. That was her job.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like this. She basically works
this,
in.
This is what you lose me on, this crazy high level conspiracy stuff.
Like in Stanford, she was part of the CIA interning program. It's like she has all these weird spook connections, but it's all like orchestrated. Like, do you remember when, like, for some unknown reason, this Parkland shooting dad like walked up to Kavanaugh after the hearing right at his desk and shook his hand, and you're like, why is that guy there? How does he get
set up
that
exactly.
close
That's
to that
up.
Or like anybody
right, put him there to be like, oh look, see, he's
oh look, he side. Ignored the Parkland shooting dad. He's a cold blooded guy. You're like, how does he even get there?
Yeah.
And then all the women jumping in the elevators. Go try that. Go to Washington D.C. and try to get an elevator with one of your fucking senators or congressmen and see how that's fucked. And then everybody starts investigating who these women are, and it's all connected bullshit. It's all script. It was pro wrestling. It was all scripted because the R's and the D's. Both want like wireless warrantless search warrants to be able to spy on you through your computer all that shit. They both want these and ours.
That's what I'm always saying. It was like the government, the whole government's fucking corrupt.
Yeah.
It ain't about like which side's running it right now. They're both doing what they want and not what we want.
Dude,
like left and right, they're ignoring all of our wishes on shit. And then she's like, nah, we're doing it this way.
The Democrats are the Washington generals and the Republicans
Feinstein
are the
was the one who, after the NSA thing came out, and she was like, I'll be in charge of this. And then she just like rearranged it but gave them way more power.
Yeah. Dude, she had a Chinese spy in her office for 20 years. They found a Chinese fucking spy. So,
Is she the same one with the Kavanaugh leak where they're like, didn't it come from your office?
Yeah,
like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, well, it came from your office. She goes, well, it must have been one of the staffers. And they're like, did you ask the staffers? I mean, it wasn't just like a quote or something. It was like pieces of your email.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you ask them if it came from them? She goes, no, I didn't ask them. And then they came out. She goes, she did ask us. We all told her, no, it was not. She just lied to you.
Yeah.
She absolutely did ask us.
Yeah.
And we said, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't you. Okay. We all said, no, it wasn't from any of us.
So the media is all about framing everything. They have to frame it. And then the people in the quote unquote truth community have to work off that framing.
Truth community?
Yeah. The people who like to investigate what's really going on. Like the,
that's
like,
you, the truth community.
Yeah. I mean, I call it spiritual skepticism. But if you take a look at like the Benghazi emails and like, you know.
What was that?
Okay. So there's these. So the whole thing that Hillary got in trouble with was that she was using a non-secured
server. No one really knows what that means.
That means because the government has.
I always hear that and people go, private server, how can you do that? It's like, what? Like all these news stories, you weren't even mentioning the words private server
right.
for the last 5 years. Suddenly,
because that's all done on purpose.
They're putting it into your head.
It's meant to frame the story. So we frame the story, and then you have to work from that framing.
Okay.
Right?
So you say you're not allowed to have a private server, share a private, quickly frame it.
And then, but it's not – that's the story isn't even about the actual, like, her using the server. That's how they framed it. So everybody in America focused on this private server, whether she used the government, like, controlled server.
What's she doing with it?
And what actually was going on, which is there's a good chance she was sending the Chinese government fucking U.S. secrets. And then on the second thing is...
Why?
For money, dude.
Straight cash?
It's straight cash, homie. And then the second thing is, there's this guy in the Benghazi embassy, Stevenson, the third, okay? So later on it comes out that basically we're funding ISIS, training them, funding them, and arming
them,
okay?
That I think
okay?
I'm known about.
Okay?
Yeah.
This guy...
In order to fight against, I think, Syria, Afghanistan, we funded them.
Well...
We thought we'd use them. We thought we'd use them for something.
We use them as a proxy army in places we can't go. And what you look at is ISIS is in no country where we are allies with. They are only in countries that we don't get along with. That lets you know something.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're not in any countries that we get along with.
And then they're like, these people are they're heathens. You need to take over. They're cool. Yeah, and make Sharia law. We're like, oh, no, that's not quite that far.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then one group, like Al-Qaeda or whatever, they'll break off. They're like, we want more Sharia.
And then
you guys
aren't
extreme enough for me.
Like,
and then it's like they got weapons from us, no matter which side they're on.
So I'll get into this, but the real deep, and this is where your listeners gotta be like, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The whole thing within the deep, like, there's levels that this conspiracy shit. One black belt thing is that John McCain did not die; he was put to death because
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he funded and created ISIS. That's the whole story. You could look into all that.
Who put him to death?
Listen, Military Tribunes, they give you, like, you either do it yourself or we can do it ourselves. Why now? Susceptible, because it's basically coming out that he helped. This is all coming out, dude. Like, the whole thing about Trump getting elected is the belief is that he was backed by military intelligence. So, which is.
No, like, they wanted Hillary.
No.
Hillary loves war.
No. But she was doing war for the wrong reasons, dude. Do you understand? Like she was basically, that whole group of people were funding fucking ISIS and arming them. So basically, our guys were fighting our own weapons, and people got pissed. So it's like Hillary had the CIA, the FBI, and that intelligence community. Trump got pulled
aside. Because
the
military doesn't really care as much about fighting wars. They really care about their fucking people not dying.
Yeah.
And like, you got us killed, man.
You're getting us killed. You bring these guys back hurt. All these people are homeless. You don't take care of them. And then you at the highest levels, there's like,
oh, yeah. They see that. They see their buddy on the fucking street.
Yeah. And they're like, what the fuck are we doing? And then the whole thing is like this Q thing. Anyways, it's deep. Going back to Hillary.
Our players are kneeling. Yeah. Nobody fucking respects us. What did we do it all for?
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, within any organization, there's good people, as crazy as they are.
Yeah.
So it's I love it all.
So Hillary was sending, or funded all them.
Was funding. Christopher Stevens, I believe is his last name. The whole thing is, and people go nuts on the right, is that Obama and Hillary left him out to die. He kept asking for more security, and they didn't send it to him because he knew Christopher Stevens, who is the ambassador in the Benghazi embassy.
Oh, he was
embassy.
Like, guys, there's a powder keg here. I remember that.
Yeah.
There's a powder keg here, and we do not have anybody protecting us.
Can you send me fucking – I need security. I need more people. And they never sent
him.
Why? Because he knew everything. Dead man can't fucking speak no tales, dude. You know, loose lips sink ship.
They're like, yeah, keep him there in this fucking crazy place. Yeah, Hillary voted for a lot of wars, but she started the Libyan war.
Oh, dude, she assassinated fucking Muammar Gaddafi because he wanted to get off the fucking the petrodollar. So when this Roseanne shit happens, she goes after that Valerie Jarrett. I just simply put out going, you guys are getting mad at a stupid joke when this woman herself was instrumental in the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi.
Valerie Jarrett.
Verily,
you know what never sat well with me? When they were like, we overthrew Libya. And I remember you and I are about the same age. We remember Gaddafi as like a terrorist.
Right.
And then when they said like axis of evil, he was like, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm turning in all the weapons. Like, he did what they said. Like, unless you fucking open up your doors to us right now, we're going after you. And he was the one who was like, yep, I agree. Doors are open. No more terrorism. This is my country still.
Yeah.
But I'm on your side now. I'll do whatever you say.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, we'll leave you there then.
Yeah.
And then later they were like, nah, let's get him.
Because he was trying to start. Okay, go on.
Yeah. A lot of that was like Hillary Clinton planting in and like creating the Irish.
He wanted
spring,
to
like,
trade the.
Yeah. Right.
African Union.
But then their country like overthrew him. They were like, that's what we want. Maybe because we put information in their head saying you can do it, whatever.
But we funded
their country
that.
Overthrew him. But then once they had him like deposed, what always sat bad with me was that they didn't just get him and throw him on trial and then execute him in a public hanging and nice. Instead, they fucking pulled him out of a hole and stabbed him to death in the ass.
Yeah.
Just random street
they
hooligans.
Killed him. They killed
him. And I'm like, well, this is the new people that you think is going to create a great new society? Stringing them up. And that's what they would do to Trump, by the way. If as soon as one person started punching, they'd all start punching and they'd rip him apart.
Yeah.
They'd rip him apart.
And now.
Physically.
So Valerie Jarrett literally wanted Obama to move quicker on the assassination of him. Obama said, no, hold up.
What? How do you know that?
Through documents.
Okay.
Through documents that have been released. She is his right-hand man. He lives with her now.
Who lives with her?
Valerie Jarrett. The Obamas live together.
What?
She has five Secret Service agents around her at all time.
And so when does she have time to act in Planet of the Apes?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. So everybody's getting mad at her. I go, and I put on face. It's so funny, dude. You ever leave something? I mean, you probably don't.
By the way, what if that joke, and then it came out, I actually was an extra in Planet of the Apes. Unrelated to what your joke is, I actually did play an extra.
Not the point. So she assassinates Muammar Gaddafi. At this time, Libya has the highest standard of living of all of Africa. The highest standard of living. Crash, burn. Now they have open slave markets. Open air slave markets in Libya.
Dude, can I just
African
tell you,
selling Africans.
Hold on. Let me think about it for a second. Like how terrible it's gotten. So this is what I always say when it's like, how can you say to my like British friends, like, how can you say America shouldn't go into Syria? All these fucking violations of humanity. And I'm like, okay, I don't trust the media. I don't know where it's coming from. But even if it's coming from where you say it's coming from, America has proven to be the worst person to send. We'll only fuck shit up worse.
Yeah.
And like, how can you say that? I'm like, because we've only ever fucked shit up worse. All through the Middle East. We go in there. It is whatever it is. And then it's far worse. My only comparison I make it to is like, if your mom's like, hey, Sammy, there's dirty dishes in the dishwasher.
My mom doesn't talk like that,
Sammy,
but that's okay.
Sammy,
she's very Americanized.
Finish buffing out that bump on that Civic outside for $35 and come in here. There's dirty dishes. And you go, oh, well, if it's dirty dishes, someone's got to wash them. And she goes, yes, Sammy, someone does. And you're like, well, send in our nephew Bill, this fucking toddler.
Yeah.
And nephew Bill goes, I wash dishes. And he goes in there and he starts smashing some. He washes a couple and he fucking smashes some.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, your mom's like, hey, there's dirty dishes again. You're like, all right, send in fucking nephew Bill. And he's like, no, he smashed all the dishes last time. He's like, well, somebody's got to wash the dishes. We can't just leave the dirty dishes in there.
100%.
And then he smashes them again. And then again, 3 weeks later, it's like, who's going to win? Don't send nephew Bill.
Yeah. Did you know that the U.S. had rules of engagement in Vietnam, in which basically made it so they could never win? So it just prolonged the war.
Really?
Which is what's happening in Africa. We're not meant to win. Everyone's like, well, we can't win. They don't want us to win. They literally want to keep prolonging it so we keep spending money on this shit.
Yeah.
It's just fucking nuts.
Wait, so Valerie Jarrett said, we want to kill him faster. Obama was like, no, don't.
No,
they
hold
live
off.
Together now.
Yeah. Now they live together. And people went nuts when I go, you know she had something to do with the assassination causing open air slave trades where Africans are selling Africans right now in Libya. Dude, and I just left it there and I came back like 3 days later. I forgot that I'd posted.
What?
On Facebook, and I came back, and fucking Facebook had melted.
About
dude.
What? About racism?
About like Valerie Jack assassinating Muammar Gaddafi and causing open air slave trades where Africans.
That was your post.
I posted that.
And what was the response?
I got a call from Mike at ATC. He's like, hey, let's talk about this post. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what was the response?
Dude, I got fucking annihilate.
Like how? In what ways?
People are like, you don't even understand. Are you saying racism jokes are okay? I'm like, no, racism jokes are okay, but you're defending a woman who is causing.
You were in there fighting with him.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, okay. Dude. I love it.
You know why Metzger, you ever hear why Metzger likes Facebook over Twitter?
No.
He goes, because it's a spatial situation. He goes, on Twitter, I write a tweet, and then you write a tweet at Sam Tripoli to respond to me. And it comes in, and my tweet is 140 characters. Your tweet is 140 characters. There's no space bars in there, so it takes up exactly the same space. My tweet, then your tweet. 1.2 inches, 1.2 inches. On Facebook, I write a post as the artist, and then you write a little bitty response on the very bottom,
like
the peon non-comic that you are. So he just likes it spatially. That's what he says.
When I wrote once on Facebook.
So they all got mad at you because they're like, you're defending racism. And you're like, I'm getting back to the main point.
Yes, that she's a war criminal and you're defending somebody who is making the lives of blacks awful right now.
Libyans.
What? Yeah.
Blacks.
Africans. Yeah. One rapper came out and defend. I said, what the fuck's going on? T.I. I didn't hear Jay-Z. Nobody said nothing.
What?
About that they're having open air slave auctions.
What?
In Libya.
Wait, that just hit home to me. They're having open-air slave auctions.
Yeah. You know when you go down to like...
For real, they're selling humans outside like in the old...
Yeah.
And this is one of the richest...
You go to a flea market?
Before that? In Africa?
Yeah.
Damn. Flea market, yeah.
Yeah. How? It's going down to the Grove, and there's like, who want, fall.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How much are the slaves going for?
I don't know. You should go check it out.
I mean, he would think.
Yeah.
What? And then, does the slave, do you have to like train them, or do they just come back? You're like, hey, are you already like,
yeah,
broken?
Clean this up, dude.
Dude, that I would have a slave uprising on me in no time.
Yeah, for sure.
I would
sure.
just sleep like, all right, this will be your room. And then they just go into my room
they
and
would
stab
just
me.
Leave.
And then
leave.
Oh, right, they might just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might not kill me.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they just fucking, oh, shit, he's sleeping. And they run out the door.
Yeah.
And so be like, dude, your slave ran away again. Can you?
Like when? They're like 10 hours ago. You haven't even been like, it was like, I was in bed typing.
I sleep. I'm working on this fucking script. I'm
trying to put this podcast up. Wow. And everyone just kind of forgets all that shit.
Nobody cares.
So that's
because it doesn't fit in the narratives.
So that's what you're saying about the framing device? Like, we'll frame this device as racism or not racism. And then if it's not inside that,
yeah,
we're not going to talk about
it. And then you frame it like this so that the polar sides can go crazy on it, right? So it's like the far left, the far right just go nuts as we in the middle get spit roasted, right?
Yeah.
One in our mouth, one in our ass. And that's just how it goes. If you look at Vegas shooting, they frame it one way, and then you have to work from that to try to fucking explain everything.
Where are they doing open air markets? I got to see that.
Libya.
Wow. I got to get my computer real quick. I'm going to pause this for a second.
Really?
Yeah, I got to look at this for a second. Okay.
Oh, you're ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Go.
And you're like, type in this. Like, no, finish your texting. We just got back from pause, by the way.
Yes, we are back.
Finish your texting. It's fine. And then I'm like waiting, and then I'm waiting more. And then I'm like,
oh, I didn't
oh,
know
no,
you were ready.
Dude, only the one you had to do.
Go,
no.
Go.
Okay, Libya open air slave market?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Googling this. I'm hoping that there's a USA Today. That's a legitimate newspaper.
Right.
Sometimes I used to look and you go to the top and it goes like the newspaper, the publication is like
hangthebankers.com.
Yeah, you're like, all right, that's a good one. You're like, I'm not sure I trust
right,
the source.
Right, right.
USA Today, Time.com, Time, Newsweek, BBC. Wow. Let's see what Time, I guess, says. The Libyan slave trade has shocked the world. What? A video of men appearing to be sold at auction in Libya for $400. Wait, men for $400 or man for $400? Probably one man for $400.
One man. Yeah.
Still, that's pretty
good.
What is
this, Groupon of slavery?
Agreed on a plan to evacuate thousands of migrants stuck in Libyan detention camp. What? Does anybody need a digger? This is a digger. A big, strong man. He'll dig. Said an auctioneer, according to CNN. What am I bid? What am I bid? What? So that's what we put in there. We put in a system that was pretty decent.
Yeah.
When Gaddafi was like, I'm open. You guys can come in now.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, we'll talk about the dollar reason for a second. But for whatever reason, we were like, let's get that thing. And we overthrew them.
Yep.
Maybe it's because of human rights sufferings. Let's just say it's that. And now it's way, way worse.
Way worse.
I mean, I'm going to double down again and be like, we're not the right people to go and look at any of this shit.
Well, because we make our money off of war. Yeah. So why would we want peace?
Also, it doesn't seem like we're doing the research to get it right. The way George Bush like fired all the people from the Bath Party. Because he worked for the Bath Party. That was Saddam's party.
Oh, yeah,
fired.
Dude.
And then it was like, and then people were like, oh, no, but just so you know, we were all forced to join the Bath Party.
Yeah.
So you're firing just random like economists and fucking engineers. They're not even political.
When you go in and you overthrow government, you cut the head off, you leave the body, so you get rid of the top guy and you put in a evil dictator who will get everybody in line.
Yeah.
What they did, John Brimmer III came in, he got rid of the whole thing, so a vacuum just came in. And it's just all those guys are like, okay, we got no job, so we're going to fuck you guys up.
Yeah, and so Kavanaugh, you think that was one where it was just...
They framed it as sexual... Everybody and listen, dude.
They did frame it as a sexual thing.
Listen, dude. I mean,
he's done a lot worse stuff, and so you're saying that the Democrats were complicit in taking away the framing from all the things he's done because some of the things he's done they are also for.
Yes,
which is like the open spying on you on
the fucking spying on you.
Did I ever tell you what they said to me in China? This is when it kind of hit home. They go in China because I was trying to ask about their government, you know, and say why aren't they mad all the time? It's like, well, there's no expectation of, you know, freedom. Government representing
Yeah,
freedom.
Of privacy.
Yeah, yeah, freedom. So it's no hypocrisy.
Right.
You know, our side doesn't like hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Just say what you are.
Right.
If Manny Machado was like, yeah, I'm a dirty player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like running a
business. Yeah, I like to talk shit. Yeah. That's my
people
whole thing.
Like, okay, but don't say you're not one.
I just don't like getting lied to. Like, people always like conspiracy. It's got to be. No, I just don't like getting lied to.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind if they brought down that plane in 9/11, you know, in Philadelphia or outside Pittsburgh. You know, they brought down that plane. Or they say it crashed. They crashed it. And I'm like, I think they brought it down. But it wasn't responding.
Yeah.
They already had three other crashes, and it was headed towards the White House.
And where is that plane, by the way? That's the only.
Okay, so now you're going deep state on me. But I think they was like, hey, we got to shoot that plane down. America does not need to know that we shot down a plane.
You should look into Building 6.
I'm not starting with truth.
Please do.
Oh, dude, you guys go down such a crazy rabbit hole, and you can't stop talking. And you like bring up stuff like look at Building 6, and then you're like, I don't even know.
Because nobody talks about Building 6. They only talk about
Building 6.
Exactly.
Tower 1 and 2.
That will let you know something really did.
What was happening in Building 6?
Building 6 was
sex ring. Sex orgy with kids?
No. That was where the El Dorado Task Force was, which was a task force of 55 government agencies pulled together to look for money laundering within the government and around the world. And they fucking bottomed out that fucking building, but they fucked up because the building stayed up. So the walls are still up, but it got fucking drilled down 10 floors into the ground, but the walls are still there.
What?
So there's no way that was a fucking terrorist attack. That was like it was part of the whole thing. Dude, you look at it, you're like, oh my God, they drilled it down.
All right, I'm looking at this right now.
Building 6, 9/11. Okay.
Some of them, I think it's funny when they intentionally lie and they don't even do it, cover the tracks. Like after Trump got elected.
To get you going one way?
No, but the Keystone Pipeline happened. I love quoting this one because this is one I noticed on my own. You know, the Keystone, they were like hosing down like Indians.
Native Americans.
And they showed a picture of that. And this was like December 3rd, let's say. And it said, this is Trump's America. And it was like, it's still Obama's America.
Yeah, for sure,
Trump
dude.
He didn't do anything yet.
That's my fight with everybody.
He didn't do anything yet. And you're putting in my mind, yeah, what Trump does is awful. I was like, this is the other guy's stuff.
For sure, dude.
There's no question about it.
Comedy got worse under Obama. I'm fucking sorry. Building 6, 9/11. That's the whole thing. Like, I get in fights with people like when I have political talks in LA, I get in fights with people. I go, you're trying to convince me evil started 2 years ago. And it didn't. Trump is just a continuing policy of the 8 years of fucking Obama, which is most likely a continuing policy of the fucking 8 years of Bush, which was a continuing policy of the 8 years of fucking Bill Clinton, man.
Yeah, it's all just them. It's all just them doing it. Bill Clinton deregulated the banks. I'm sorry, this is crazy. Six World Trade Center, Wikipedia. It's showing all the overhead footage.
No, go to the picture. Are you looking at the pictures? Yeah, look at that, dude. They bottomed it out. They fucking hollowed it out.
So you don't see the actual building in there. Best kept 9/11 second, Building 6.
Nobody talks about Building 6. There's a very famous...
We found a giant hole. New giant hole found. Okay.
There's a famous podcast, conspiracy podcast called The Higher Side Chats with a friend of mine named Greg Carwood. Yeah. So I had him on. I go, so we want to talk 9/11, we want to talk Building 6. He goes, you mean Building 7? I go, oh, no, Building 6. He didn't even know about that. That's how well it's hidden. Then nobody talks about
it. Oh, no, Building 6. Is any of the buildings still there?
I don't know.
I think not, right?
But three out of the five buildings hit were accounting offices.
Southwest corner of 6. This was it after 9/11. That's southwest corner. Still standing. Still like not like – it wasn't rubbled down.
There's so much shady shit.
Wow. What else is there? You don't believe in vampires and shit, do you?
I believe anything's possible. Interdimensional shit. I believe in all that, dude. I love it.
If it's something is possible, that means in all likelihood it's happening because of sheer numbers and stuff. So that's why with the corruption in the government, it's like if you allow a guy to fucking take advantage of something, maybe this guy won't, maybe that guy won't. But if you put enough guys, like congressmen, let's say, you give them all the power just to shoot somebody only in self-defense and have it completely covered up.
Right.
You know? And it's like, no, I don't know of any congressman that would do that. But like, you know, over the next 20 years, you know, hundreds of new congressmen, yeah, somebody would probably just do that and cover it up. And just
for sure.
Without like self-defense.
Our system is broke. We're asking people who benefit from the system to fix the system. It's Are you watching Making a Murderer at all?
No.
Making a Murderer 2. You are watching what is going on.
They made that guy into a murderer again?
Yeah, they made him to another murderer. But basically, it's showing how the Wisconsin court system realizes that if they release these two guys, they're going to have to pay out so much out of their asses.
But Benghazi, so they can't release him now because now they're so mad at us.
Yeah, they're
not
literally...
Benghazi, not Benghazi. What's the Cuban jail?
Oh, fucking, what is it called?
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
And they go like, well, a lot of them didn't do anything, but if we release them now, they're so angry at us that they'll be terrorists. And like,
sure.
Wait, a non-terrorist? Will not, but you put him in jail.
You made him into a terrorist.
And also, you didn't make him into a terrorist. Although maybe. You made him very angry and put him around.
I would be like, dude, I got no problem. Just let me go.
Put him around other terrorists. Like,
yeah.
Their odds went up.
Yeah.
But still, they might be like, I've never done anything to anybody. You can't just say I'm a terrorist now.
Dude, this guy, Steve Avery's gotten so fucked. And dude, they just won't release him because they know Wisconsin's going to pay out their asshole.
Really?
Out their asshole.
So why won't they release him? It's already been proven.
Because, dude, they don't want to pay out.
Oh.
It's dude, he's going to sue them for two times being framed. The first time they admitted he's wrong, and then they framed him again.
Wow.
They're just cold-blooded, and all of them are in on system. You have people whose job it is to protect, and that goes back to Kavanaugh. Now we got to.
Do you think they have the cure for AIDS, but the pharmaceutical companies won't let them release it?
Yeah. I go to a 12-step program. It's all gay guys and me, and they all have HIV. And they tell me all the time, it's like, right now, we're seeing basically the end of AIDS.
Why?
Because if you get on your medications, you become undetectable, which means they can't really give it to anybody. Which means, and now these young twinks are all on this fucking...
Preventable shit.
Yeah, where they can't get it. So
it's, forget the cure... Keep it around and keep people buying the drugs to make you not get it.
But it's going to die off with these older gay guys dying off from natural age.
And then they're really secure.
And then the young guys are all on that shit that they got where they can't get it anymore. So it's coming to an end. Like they've ran the course.
Oh, right.
They've made as much money off it as they probably could off of having, you know, keeping people on it forever. And now somebody invented something that's like, okay, now it's time to let it go. That was systematic, too. I mean, like the invention of AIDS.
You think invented?
Oh, yeah. There's documents that show. No, nobody fucked a monkey.
Do you worry about your... I mean, somebody fucked a monkey.
Somebody has... Someone's fucked everything.
Chicken fucked.
Someone fucked a rock and just thought they could get off.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever fucked?
My couch.
Couch, yeah. I've been on couch.
I put two slices of salami in there and I fucked the couch.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Salami?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. I used to fuck the bed by, like, laying down, like, straight down, you know?
By the way, Ari's demonstrating it.
But then, like, my dick would be up on my chest.
Yeah.
You know? Not my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, my chest, whatever, right. My stomach. And then you just, like, on the bed, just, like,
yeah.
Push it.
When you're young, you just want to, you fuck everything.
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 And so you realize, like, hand is really the best.
So Michigan State comes out. No, it's not Ohio State, right? That this trainer was like, they were using the word molesting.
You don't
no, listen,
that
molesting all the athletes at Ohio State, and these guys come out like,
Michigan State.
This is Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
I was molested by. I'm like, you were 18. That's not molesting. That's called gay sex. You were having gay sex, and you're trying to make it into a crime right now because you were bopping fucking boners. The other thing, Penn State, Michigan State, it's basically was at the Big Ten. That shit, that whole just throw set it all on fire. The fact that Penn State still has a football team lets you know nobody gives a shit about any
nobody
of that
gives
stuff.
A shit.
Nobody cares.
Care about other stuff. It's just the hypocrisy. It's back to the hypocrisy.
It's just like, you fuck kids. Not only did they fuck kids, the board of like regents of that school basically was pimping out kids. And they're like, but we got to save our football program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They always try to save the football program.
And they were riding.
Like, instead of like, this isn't the time. I don't even. No, who cares about football right now? This is gross. I fucking. Ugh.
Dude, they got rid of SMU's football team because two players took money. The Penn State never missed a game.
Wow, you're right. Too much money coming in.
It's just like, dude.
Who's going to stop the cash and make it happen? What if someone has to die? Make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it. Keep the trains running.
So this new thing just came out. So if you if you're into WikiLeaks at all,
I am. It's actually.
Did you see the new shit that came out? Can I show you something?
News source, because they've never been caught lying.
Not once. Let me show you something new, dude.
You're gonna fucking die when you see this shit.
This is from the new Vault 7 that's been that just released.
And that was in Tower 6.
No, this is. It was called Vault 7. Yeah. WikiLeaks released it. These are two. Go like this. Boom. Okay, like, boom.
Scroll. Boom. On your phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Read that line.
Federal Bureau of Investigation, import form, form type, email, date 10/5/2016, title FYI. This is a WikiLeaks.
This is a WikiLeaks of an FBI memo.
Anthony Weiner, producers of child pornography. What's you? Case ID is 305G, New York, 208-2673. You, what's the you in parentheses?
I don't even know.
Anthony Weiner, producers of child pornography. Synopsis. You, again, in parentheses, FYI. Okay, that's page one. 2016.
So this
right before the election.
Right when he gets arrested. Now, listen.
Wait, that's one. That's
Google, one. Google, go on your thing and look up NYPD and Anthony Weiner's laptop, right? And the former police chief of the NYPD goes, if they don't fucking start talking about what is on this fucking computer, I'm going to send it to WikiLeaks, and I'm going to let everybody fucking know what's on this. What I saw on this computer made me cry.
Okay, so that guy says that. And he's like, I'm not going to the press because that's not my fucking job, but why is it not at the press already?
Okay, so listen.
That's what he's saying. He's like, hey, hello.
So here's what
it's
happened.
Supposed to be there already by now.
This Condoleezza, not Condoleezza Rice. Who was the fucking attorney general? Rice. You no black
cock
bombs.
No cock bombs.
Okay. This Rice, whatever her name is, Rice, who was the attorney general.
Condoleezza Rice.
No, not Condoleezza Rice. The other Rice.
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice. Right. No, the other Rice. She basically finds out that the NYPD has this computer, has Anthony Weiner's laptop, and she wants it back. She won't give it to him. He goes, if you guys make this a big issue, I'm going to go fucking nuts on you guys. Right.
Who? That the secretary. Whatever.
Yeah. The one. You remember the one that met with Clinton on the tarmac, Bill Clinton on the tarmac, yeah. And that was a big deal.
The FBI lady.
And they say that she was promised a Supreme Court fucking nomination because they thought Hillary was going to win. Okay? So if she dropped, he basically went in there and go, dude, squash
this. So they're just like, wait. So, oh my God. Dude, you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
When I watch Game of Thrones, it makes our politics seem so clear.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're like, you know, marry them. We can combine our wealth and take down this. Or they're trying to stop our ships from us, crush them. We're invade them. It's all over gold. And it's like people taking back in deals and shit like that.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, yeah, they're just people. People do that. But we have this thing on our government officials. Like, they're not just people. They're, like, better than us.
Because we're trained like that in school.
Yeah, and you realize they're just fucking people.
They're sellouts.
And if enough of them would get fucking, hey, we'll pay you shitloads. You're like, all right, yeah. And you're like, but you're not on that guy's team. Like, who gives a shit team?
That's why people are like, oh, we need diversity. We're like, we need black women. We need. It's like, dude, I don't care if it's a gay Asian man or a black lesbian.
Kill them
the
all.
The only color that matters is green,
red.
And that's money.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they're all going to. If you want to be like, we should allow everybody to be bribed and corrupted, I'm cool with that. Oh. But don't tell me it's going to change anything.
Yeah.
So anyways, so the Clint meets with her and goes, you got to squash this fucking thing
let me
with Anthony Weiner, right? So let me, as you're looking it up, right?
Yeah.
So.
But I want to see those other two pictures too,
okay.
But yeah.
So she goes to them. She goes, you guys are going to kill this story or else I'm going to make life miserable on you. And they're like, go fuck yourself.
Wait. Who says that to who?
The fucking Rice, the attorney general to the NYPD, right?
Says kill the story.
Kill the story of Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch.
That's it. Loretta Lynch, right? Okay. She goes to them, kill this fucking story or else you're fucking done. And they're going, fuck you, man. Fuck you. The shit on here is disgusting. And that's when. That's when, dude, the story.
Bury this. And he's like, Barry, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This isn't fucking embezzling.
Yeah.
This is child porn.
Yeah.
You don't want to bury this.
And that's when the story, the big black guy who gets choked out where I can't breathe.
Yeah.
That's when the story gets huge, right?
Why?
Because she blows it up so nobody pays attention to this fucking thing. It all becomes pounding on the NYPD about cops killing black guys, and that becomes the national story.
Wow. So now she's like, you got to be on your fucking heels.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking make your life miserable, and I'm going to make this story the story, and everybody's going to pound on you for killing this black guy.
Wait, hold on. So now I'm going to type in Loretta Lynch. Yeah. I'm trying to think which American lawyer who said, so she could have been an attorney.
Do you want to go deeper into some shit?
Yeah, okay.
There are emails in which Anthony John Podesta gives coordinates to put basically a hit out on Anthony Scalia.
No.
Yeah, he gives the coordinates of where he is. He's
still alive. I can't believe on this.
He was found with a pillow on his head. So anyways.
What was on Wiener's computers? Emails from Clinton aide.
Dude, kiddie porn is on that computer. He was saving it in case they tried to fucking throw him under the bus.
He's saving it for what?
Okay.
New York Post, January 31st, 2017. New York Post is reputable. Anthony Wiener may get slapped with child pornography case. The feds are considering a hefty child pornography case against. So why wouldn't they want to do that? Why wouldn't they want to let that go through?
Okay, because, dude, at the highest levels, they use kiddie porn to blackmail people.
Okay, but
so this is currency to the fucking power people. That's how they get you to play ball. They put you in these positions. They fucking know, dude.
No, but he let it out.
He didn't let it out.
The police found his laptop.
Yeah.
He has child porn on.
Yeah.
He's not a high level guy. Why would
he was up? They were thinking about him running for president. He's getting set up to run for president
one day down the line.
Yeah,
he was a huge
politician in New York.
And so they're with child porn stuff. They're not just gonna be like, "Hey man, you're done. We can't defend you. You're on your own with this."
Never meant to come out.
I know, but who gave him the child porn though? He just made it himself.
No, dude. According to this thing, he produced it.
He produced porn. What do you mean?
He was a producer of kiddie porn, according to that document, dude.
For the rest of them?
For a bunch of... Dude, it's a...
Not for himself, you're saying?
Yeah.
You're saying he's making it for that dude
other
that Chelsea
people,
Handler said was gay.
Yeah, all... Dude.
Who was that guy?
What's his fucking name? Look up Lolita Island. Fuck, what is his name?
Lolita Island. Why? What's that?
That guy is... he's all shady, dude.
I couldn't believe she went after him for being gay. Jeffrey Epstein. No. The guy in the Supreme Court nomination trials.
Oh, Kavanaugh?
No, the guy who was yelling at everybody about the
Democrats. Well, that guy, Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
He's totally fucking flaming.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to hear some really crazy shit?
But why do you keep taking the mic?
You want to hear some really crazy shit?
Yes.
Okay. John McCain's fucking funeral, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's there, right? Look up Lindsey Graham slips something to... What is her name? Abedin. Abedin. Look up Lindsey Graham. John McCain funeral. Lindsey Graham slipped something. Dude, it is straight up insane. You could see him handing her something. She takes it in her hand, and you could just see people staring at their hand at the funeral.
What? Lindsey Graham erupts. Kavanaugh here. Okay. Slipped something. Okay. Twitter at Bankster. Okay. At McCain's funeral, did Lindsey Graham slip something into Huma's purse?
Yeah. Dude, it's so crazy. And, dude, you watch Mathis. You watch all these fucking guys give him the death stare.
Give him the death stare?
Yeah. And then, dude.
Wait, as Lindsey slipped something for Hillary and said Huma's purse. Who's Huma?
Huma is Hillary Clinton's assistant, who they think was her lover.
Was Hillary Clinton's lover?
Yes. There's been rumors that she's a lesbian for a long time.
That would make sense why she's not mad at Bill. Where they're just like, we're just stay together for this.
Right. It's like fucking
also,
Fresh
she
Prince
seems like a
and Jada Pinkett, right?
Oh, yeah. Where they're just like, my man is my man. We have a fucking beautiful kingdom together.
When they're like, my kids keep walking on us having sex. And Steve Ryan Z's with each other. Yeah, I saw him tweet that.
Wow. He's about to learn the perils of radioactivity.
So,
warmongering hits the skit. Oh, look at him looking at her, and all these high level people looking at him looking at her.
Yeah.
Oh, it really is Game of Thrones, man.
Dude, it is. So now, Now go look up Lindsey Graham talks about Kavanaugh in military tribunes. So going back to John McCain, okay?
Wait.
Oh, no, we don't go too deep. Sorry.
Wait. Yeah, we're going too deep. You guys, that's the thing you always do. Getting back to the pictures. What's the pictures?
What pictures?
You want me to just scroll those way
no,
to the
picture? No, those were the only two.
I only saw the one.
Oh, there was a second one, which is this one, which is the second part of it.
Clarification, unclassified, temporary. So, okay, so now here's where you're losing me. Anthony Weiner got caught with producing child porn.
Yeah.
For himself.
That document.
Okay, let's see this again.
Within the network.
During the course of my review of a computer system, a seizure and search of which was authorized by SDNY search warrant, I encountered approximately at least 340,000 emails stored on the computer. The large number of emails appears to be a result of a mail client program installed on the computer, such as Outlook, that pulled emails from servers belonging to both Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin, which is Hillary Clinton's assistant.
Yes.
So because of that, it's pulling an email. So that means Huma checked your email at Anthony's house.
On his computer.
On his Outlook.
Yes. And then he had government,
Hillary stuff.
Yeah, on his computer.
This is why you don't use private servers or shit like that, or just check in randomly. A significant number of these 340,000 emails appear to be between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton. The latter, wait, this isn't a unclassified. This was classified. Wow.
Dude, who would you send 40,000 emails to?
A significant amount of these 340,000 emails appear to be between Huma and Hillary Clinton. The latter, which means Hillary, who appears to have used a number of different email addresses to talk to Huma. This is based simply a review of the header information. I did not review content of those emails, as the warrant only authorized me to view items that I would give me probate to cause. Okay. SDNY is comfortable with me continuing my review as I have, which is not to read any emails to and from Anthony Weiner, to which is his wife or a possible attorney is a party. Okay, because that would be protected. Even if there's a third party on those emails, I will not review their content out of abundance of caution. Obviously, I will not review any emails to which Anthony Weiner is not a party, such as emails between Mrs. Abedin and Mrs. Clinton. So I just wanted to formally bring attention due to the pending election, the ongoing congressional investigation, the FBI's own investigation into Ms. Clinton's email activities, etc. So what? So they found her emails.
Yeah.
That validates what?
The first one, and then what you read first was actually the second part of that, which basically says that he believes that, and then that Anthony Weiner was producing kiddie porn. And then there was an FBI.
Wait. Did WikiLeaks release those emails?
Yes.
All those 340,000 emails?
No.
Oh, yeah. They released a ton of emails. That's where all this shit's coming out, dude. That's where all this shit's coming out about all the spirit cooking, all this fucking shit about her taking money
people
from
also,
everybody.
By the way, they ask, and WikiLeaks, I will say, I've not seen anything where they have put anything wrong. They're just like, we've vetted it. This is all real.
Yeah.
We vetted it like crazy.
They batted 1,000.
And then here it is. Here's not our opinion on it. I will say, releasing that stuff before the election was them trying to shift a needle on which way people thought.
I feel that there are people that were within the government that knew if Hillary got in, it was going to be lights out for this country.
Why?
Because she's so corrupt, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You say whatever you want about Donald Trump, and I'm not here saying he's a good guy, but
he's not corrupt.
We didn't know what Donald was going to do, and we still don't know. I mean, like, people make it out like he's the worst of worst. Like, dude, listen to me. He's arrested in 1 year more pedophiles than Obama did in all 8 years
combined. No. Wow. Wait, what was I saying before Trump, before you brought up Trump? Oh, yeah. Okay, but I will say this. So when he's hiding out, fucking Julian Assange is hiding out at some fucking church in Zurich or something, wherever he's hiding out.
He's not hiding out. He's held in an embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Okay.
He's not hiding.
No, when he was in that asylum, he sought asylum in a fucking church somewhere and was staying there for a while.
I don't remember that. I know he's in this.
Right when they were like, let's get him. So he's in that church for a while.
Hillary wanted to fucking drone strike
like,
him.
Can't we just drone strike him? Like that's what she said. Everyone said she said that at the meeting. Yeah. Like, can't we just drone strike him? And like, no, Hillary didn't do anything illegal.
She's
like,
psychotic.
What? Get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Look at how much of a thorn he's being.
Yeah.
Just fucking drone. She's like, honestly, can we not do this?
Yeah.
She goes to kill people.
She's dude straight gangster. Word is that her dad was
That's why Schumer likes her so much. Like the same
well,
person.
Schumer's an elitist too. Her cousin, uncle is, or whatever he is Chuck Schumer. He's fucking deep into this shit. Talk about purses falling out of your mouth.
What do you mean?
Chuck Schumer. Like, dude, you live in L.A. long enough, you know your gaydar's pretty fucking tight.
Oh, purse is falling out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's a Sean Pawlowski saying.
What is it saying?
Your purse is falling.
If you live in West Hollywood long enough, what?
Yeah, your gaydar's pretty strong. You know gay face.
Yeah.
Like, when I look at Russell Westbrook, I'm like, that dude's got gay face.
Yeah, some people are like, it's okay.
Yeah, dude,
gay.
Be you. Get weird. I mean, dude, I had a fucking coke problem. I wanted some deep fucking runs on porn. Some points I was like, that chick's got a fat dick. I've been there.
I love when they talk to me and you're like, no, they have kids. Like, yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
Nobody has kids.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right. Nobody.
Plenty of them have kids. Kevin Meaney had kids before he came out. Like, that's, it's okay. Again, it's okay. But that guy or that girl's clearly gay.
Yeah, for sure. I love this whole get out the vote things going on. Ben Glebe's put it on. God bless him for putting it together, but it cracks me
What's
up.
What's he doing?
He's got all these celebrities, and they're like, get out the vote. And it's like, that's such a L.A. bubble
by
thing.
By the way, it's also the same thing, virtue signaling. It's like, we're just saying, we don't have to vote. We're doing something. Hey, everybody, look at me telling everybody we're doing something.
This is rich kids asking rich kids to convince poor kids to vote for rich kids.
That's why I say don't vote. Voting is you just entering back into the system.
No, there is one thing on the ballot tomorrow that I don't know when this comes out, but I'm very interested, which is divesting basically LA's retirement funds from these banks.
Oh.
Because you have somebody like Goldman Sachs will have you invest in a portfolio they know is going to fail, and they'll take insurance out on it. And it will fail. You'll lose your thing, but they'll make all this insurance money, which is what caused the last market. They created a real estate portfolio that they knew was going to fail.
Like, either way, either we'll make money at it or the insurance.
No,
they
meant it to fail.
Wow.
And they told everybody to invest in it.
Dude, when can people start to realize these Jews are going to keep fucking, they don't care about you. The Jews who run these things and the lizard people who control them are fucking, they don't care about you and they keep doing it.
It's not Jews. They're Luciferians. Bro,
the fucking way to spin it.
They use Judaism to walk amongst us, dude. They're all Luciferian dark arts, motherfucker. There's Muslims, there's Jews, there's Christians. Dude, the guy who runs the world could be the Jesuits who are just using Jews as the fucking punching bags.
Scapegoats.
Dude, have you heard of black nobility?
Do you know that in terms of like scapegoats use is that there's never been an attack from an Arab country in Africa against the UK? And that is because the UK put Indian people as the managers in Africa to run them. So when the Africans saw the face of somebody they hated, it was the fucking Indians.
That's so smart, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of black nobility, dude?
No, what's black nobility?
Black nobility is old bankers, old Italian banking families that go all the way back to Rome.
Oh.
Okay?
Bank nobility or black nobility?
They're called black nobility. And there ain't nobody... If you,
that's what, like, Game of Thrones has, that. The fucking Iron Bank. It's like, who are those people?
So when you hear Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world, the real people aren't on that list. They're way beyond that shit. These are the people that basically fucking run the Catholic Church.
What?
Yeah, dude. Look up Black Pope, dog. You want to look at some shit? Look up Black Pope.
And he's one of the bankers?
He is the fucking head of that Jesuit shit.
The Pope?
The Black Pope. There's white Pope and Black Pope. And you always see Black Pope. He's got these weird glasses. And he looks fucking dark. And he hangs out behind fucking the Pope. This Pope. And they just... Yeah, it's Jesuit.
Is he black?
No, he dresses in all black. And they call him Black Pope.
Black Pope? Black Pope. Oh, there he is. He's dressed up like Popey, though.
Yeah.
Sends him to the Superior General. Sam, no, put that away.
I'm just looking at what
time. No, you weren't. Yeah. The name follows from his leadership of the largest Catholic male religious order. From why is it?
He's a Jesuit, dude.
Plain black.
They think
Catholic.
Jesuits run everything, dude, and they just make the Rothschild the boogeyman. Like they think the fucking Rothschilds are the fucking just basically
it is
secretaries
weird.
For these black nobility people.
All those bishops and shit up in the Vatican, fucking doing like religious shit. Like, come on, man, you're discussing high level shit in the back rooms. Of course you are.
Look at the lizard. Look at the snake amphitheater of fucking Rome.
Snake amphitheater, bro.
Yeah.
Sam, when I type in, you got to fill time.
Okay, so it's basically this amphitheater that is basically built to look like a lizard person. There's a throne in the Vatican.
I'm seeing pictures of it right now.
Right? There's a throne in the Vatican, which is called the throne of Lucifer, dude, with this giant weird statue behind it where it's this giant lizard person just fucking like, ah! It's fucking crazy, dude. It's crazy.
And they just left clues in there.
Oh, they always leave clues.
Why?
Because they like to fuck with people, dude.
I also, like, you want to sign your name to shit. If you're an artist, you know, you want to put your name on a painting.
You're like,
and
yeah.
That's their painting.
It's the Banksy, right? The Banksy.
World economies is their fucking.
Yeah, that's our thing.
Wow. Well, I'm not really seeing it, to be honest, in the architecture of the Colosseum.
No, dude. Put the Vatican.
Think amphitheater of. Oh, Vatican? Okay.
Yeah, Vatican.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I mean, that looks like.
The head looks like a serpent.
Dude, that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's it,
it's
right?
Serpent head.
Right.
What the fuck? And you see it's actual to scale?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That looks like a snake.
Yeah.
That's where?
That's in the Vatican.
The dark secret is behind the Pope's.
And look what's behind his seat. If you can look at the statue behind his seat, it's fucking scary. Straight up black nobility, dude.
What? Black nobility.
Black Pope, black nobility, dude. They don't even register.
Oh, all that shit?
Yeah, look at that, dude. Look at the fucking head. Look at the head. Look at the head.
Oh, head snake.
That's in the Vatican, dude.
Yeah, this weird guy just drowning in like a sea of... And look at the fucking jesters next to him, they're guarding him. The fucking they look like Riddler's henchmen.
I forget what those are. What those are?
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Why are there people dressed like Riddler's henchmen?
Because I think those are the Jesuits. They protect the Pope.
And they get a say. They have fucking
dude.
Giant sticks, like they're gonna attack somebody with feathers on their heads.
Yeah, it's all weird, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, what? Could be a sculpture.
Old black. No. Old.
Dude, this is gonna take me down a long. I mean, this is one of those magazines you can't.
But just
read.
Know you're not gonna
forums.
Just
anontech.com. Wow.
I love it, dude.
So what do? You just open up your mind to the possibility, like Art Bell, like sure, let's maybe or early.
That's
Alex
my
Jones
podcast, like, right? People call in unless they say retarded shit.
Like what? Like what would be a type? Okay, wait, stop. Unless you say retarded shit, then what? Then
I'll challenge them a little bit. But for the most part, within the hour. I'm going to assume everything you're saying is real, and we're going to explore what you're saying, and then I let the listeners decide whether they think it's real or not, and then I go with it.
Tinfoil Hat Podcast, that's what you do.
Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli, yeah.
So you would go into – so what would you say is something ridiculous that you would not go into?
I had this guy on recently. He's a nice dude, but he was trying to tell me that people don't know why they do things, like the drug laws. When they made the drug laws, he said they didn't know what was actually going to happen. But I go, so I was like, no, like that can't be true, because if you make the drug laws and you're shipping the drugs in and you own the prisons, you know exactly what the fucking results of your fucking laws will be. When you make a fucking nugget of crack, the same penalty as a helicopter full of cocaine, and who does crack, who does coke? Okay, that's done on purpose.
Wait, black people do crack.
Yeah.
And what's the benefit of that? What's the financial benefit of that?
Is that they can lock up, basically.
You can lock up blacks. It's easier to lock up.
And then you destroy the family unit, which is what they're doing right now with heroin to lower and middle class white people.
Why?
So our government.
Breaking the family union.
Breaking up the family unit, putting one of the parents in jail for drugs.
And then you can keep putting money into.
And then
prisons.
You keep making money off of prisons,
because
and you these kids
you're
raise
adding,
up
you're
with
adding new customers.
Yes,
And so you start with blacks, because if you start with whites and you're like, hey.
Someone said they're the beta testers for all their stuff.
Right, just like that the Fly Guys, what was that one called? It was about some like Air Force people and like.
Oh, yeah. World well, they did all the tests on them. Yeah. So they tested on the black community. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the same thing with this. So like we can block up blacks. Like, they're doing drugs. No one will know. But if it's like crack, all the white kids are doing, it's like, hey, whoa.
Right.
Stop crack.
Because if you start getting crack kids to do, you start getting white kids to do it, then people are going to say something. Black people are just smoking crack.
They don't care about them, so it's easier to get rid of them.
So then the family unit's destroyed. So now they're going after the white family unit.
And they make money on the importing of the fucking shit, too.
So heroin. Look at heroin. We have U.S. troops are protecting poppy fields in Afghanistan. Production's gone up 70%. And same thing with fucking heroin abuse. Gone up 70%.
When they're like, hey, ally. Can you send me some fucking protection, please?
Yeah.
And the ally just happens to be Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You bring us in money. We'll send you some protection. Go put some troops in here.
So now they're flooding
like cops.
These small they're flooding suburbs, rural areas with heroin. Everybody's hooked up. These kids are getting all arrested. Now it's happening to the white community. And it's not, and it was bad when it happened to the black community. It's bad when it's happening now. It's all about fucking destroying the family unit.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, dude.
And then you got like the Pablo types who are like, well, I'll fucking pay off all your
borders. And he's
guys.
A CIA agent. Asset. The CIA was working with him.
Really?
So everybody thought the coke was getting smuggled into Florida. Guess where it was getting smuggled into?
Where was it getting smuggled into?
Arkansas. Guess who the governor was?
Bill
Clinton.
Fucking Clinton.
Yep. You know why? Because Arkansas was 50th in everything. Education, income. You know, nobody was paying attention to Arkansas. And they found a guy that played ball. And he fucking played ball. And that's when the Koch brothers came in and funded him to become the president.
And this shit is all, like, legal? Or it's not even about that?
It's all fucking backdoor deals.
Right. Wow. It's so corrupt. People are corruptible.
Dude.
That's why you need a new system. You got to get rid of
burn
all
it
of them.
All down,
burn
I say.
It all down.
Burn it all down.
I'm in that too, man.
Burn it down.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I'm just saying if you really want to change it, that's how you do it.
Burn it down.
Burn it down. Start it up again.
Yeah.
Do we need a Congress if we all have email?
Yeah. Burn it
do
down.
Do we need someone
dude.
To go represent us?
Go vote third party. If you got to vote, voting for DNR.
What's DNR?
Democrat or Republican.
Oh, DNR. Yeah.
Or an R, fuck them. They're just all corrupt. And that's what the problem with the liberals is like the Clintons were put in to bring the fucking Democratic Party to the center. So, but when you talk about Democrats, liberals get so, they're like, hey, fuck you, we're liberals. And you're like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this fucking system, this fucking party that's been corrupted.
And some of this shit goes against what you believe. Some of the shit you don't care about.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, they're taking money to do what the fuck
they're
throwing
the fight.
So here is what I was going to say about China. So I got there. I'm really talking about their like freedoms they do have and how they feel.
They have
it.
A lot, right? I was talking about Smith about this from Legion of Skanks.
To Dave Smith.
Yeah.
Government elects the government. The government appoints the government. You have no say. But certain things get done faster. They need a business district in Suzhou. There's no paperwork. They're just like, we're starting work tomorrow. We all decide we want to do it. We're starting work tomorrow. And it just gets built.
24 subway fucking lines are put in like 10 years, no fucking nothing, just done.
No one's taking any money off it. No one's, it's happening, it's doing it. So, and they do have a vested interest in keeping China. They don't want it all squalor.
Yeah.
So they call themselves on it a little bit, but we have no control over them. So here's one thing they did. They were going to put in every laptop sold a chip that would log in, every computer sold, might be laptop and desktop, a chip that would log in everywhere you went online.
Yeah, social credit.
No, they wouldn't give you credit for it. They just log it in. And the people, but we're going to do that. And the people went crazy. They were all like, no. We don't feel comfortable with that. They don't. They always like an outrage. But it was everybody. Like, really everybody was like.
And that's a billion people.
And it's a privacy thing, too. It's like, I'm not going to do anything illegal. I do some shit on there. It's private. It's just me talking to my friends. I don't want you looking at that. They all were like, no. And the government's like, okay, you know what? We hear you, and we're not going to. We're not going to. Now, in America, they were going to do the same thing, but they just didn't tell us.
Right.
And then we found out through all those early WikiLeaks. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yep.
And they're like, all right, we won't. But it's like, you were just going to do it.
Dude, these Alexas, They literally record your thing and send it to them. Now, they're building this giant building that will store everything. And, like, they're not listening to you right now, right? What they're doing is storing all your info.
Oh, so when you
get
later.
Yeah. They'll when they get fucking shady, they'll just run something. Look for these words. Look for this. Look for that.
Why would they not have, at any moment, they might need anybody to turn it, inform it, or whatever. And why not just have a technology to be like, hey, if you can just get to them instantly, we know all their shit, run it through the program, it takes about 3 hours, and then we're like, so, you killed your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
We know about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, how are you getting that? Like, we piece it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know they do that with cops? What they do is... They'll spy on you, and but they can't
of course
give the info to cops, so they'll say, he did this, now find the evidence to prove it.
Wow. So they get him on the right track.
Yeah. They're right. Like, go look at this, dude. He did this. We can't give you the evidence because then we'll get busted. Here's what he did. Go find the evidence.
Oh, wow. And I mean, if you could, in a great utopian world where everything is perfect, that would only get used for things to catch, like, certain people that needed catching and would never get exposed,
never get misused.
But that's like, people are running it.
Yeah.
I tried to explain to somebody once, like, who would do it. I'm like, if my ex-girlfriend was fucking a new guy and I could fuck with him, like, oh, he's shipping the wrong size lobster across state borders. I don't know if anybody, let's just look that out.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be susceptible to it.
Power like corrupts. That.
The fucking ones at Starbucks who kicked out those black people because they suddenly had the fucking green smock on. So they're like, I get to say.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up and get behind the counter. You're not in charge of this, but you feel like you have power. People get corrupted.
Unlike you, I go through airport security. I let them do their spiel. Like today, like if I get there too early, I won't go through the radio. If I'm in a hurry, I'm like, get me through this thing. No. But usually I'll be like,
I'm in a super hurry.
Opt out. And then he's like, I'm going to do this. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, just let me say it. I got to say it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I got to say it. I'm like, yeah, I do that too. I'm like, yeah, I know. He goes, dude, I have to say it out loud.
Yeah. Go. And you just sit there, nod. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
it. I just say it. I have to say it. I love when they do that. I'm like, yeah, just fucking go. Then you realize, like, yeah, you're not the one. You don't want to be here either.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to be patting me down, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this guy got in my crotch.
They do that.
And then I was worried about.
Harder than others.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I was hard so he knew I was packing.
Dude, I tell them. I go, like, is there any sense of area? And sometimes I go foot because that's an injury I'm faking. Yeah.
My ball sack.
Yeah,
is
but then most of the time I'll say that, like, dude, honestly, I know you don't want to do this. My dick. Just please don't fucking do anything. Don't fucking do that hard. Like, one-on-one, I just say it. And like, sir, are you saying sensitive area? I'm like, dude, yeah, man. My balls are a sensitive area. I'm just telling you, bro.
They're like this big.
Can you please
inflamed?
Not fuck with
you
me?
You could say your asshole because it's bleeding.
It's not sensitive, though.
It's not sensitively bleeding?
My feelings are sensitive.
Yeah.
That's what I should say. My feelings. So
yeah.
If I leave
my
her
heart.
Without, if I leave her without
my
a comp-
soul.
If I leave her without a compliment, it's going to bother me.
My spirit.
What do you think of the TSA and how corrupt they are as long as we're getting into it?
Well, we're giving – oh, you want – dude, don't even get me started on the guy that basically put all those into the fucking –
Michael Chertoff? No.
Yeah.
Was that
he was the head of Homeland Security.
Michael Chertoff? No. He's not. That's not him.
Yeah.
He's the head of
– I got pee, dude.
Yeah, me too. Let's pause it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Michael Chertoff.
Yes. So he put it in all – he basically, you know, made it so all the airports – he invested in the company
he
that created
invested in
them.
That company. I forgot about that.
And then he made them buy not just one, but buy four of them. You had to buy four. You couldn't buy one.
Each airport?
Yeah. Each airport had to buy four. So now let's fast forward to –
the company that he owns was the scanner company. The ones who recommended they need the scanners was the TSA.
Yeah.
And he was in charge of the TSA.
Yes. Let's fast forward to the Vegas shooting. September 10th, 2017. An anonymous post goes on 4chan. It says, I like you guys, so I'm going to give you a little hint. If you're in Las Vegas, tomorrow there's going to be a giant shooting. There's going to be a high-impact event, blah, blah. If you see four vans run, this basic event's going to teach you that no matter how secure you feel you are, you're not going to be secure. This I forget the name of the old Jewish Israeli guy that owns all these fucking hotels. He's going to invest in a company that's going to put body scanners and facial recognitions into all these hotels. So he said this comes out September 10th. It's going tomorrow, which means this guy probably saw something that said September 10th, September 11th, 2001, right, which is 9/11/01. Okay, so you're like, but nothing happened on that day.
Right.
Doesn't happen to the following month, first day. So you probably saw 9/11/01. Probably what it could have been is Route 91, October 1st, which is 9/11/01.
Whoa.
Okay, and then now they're trying to get body scanners and facial recognition shit into these hotels.
And that happened a month after that. It was like, hey, something's coming.
Yeah, and he called it on September 11th.
Since they said called it September 10th, people were like, ah, he just means that.
Yeah, and then it didn't happen until September 10th.
And he said it was going to happen in Vegas?
Yeah, and it did.
Wow. That's when that guy shot up those people.
Yeah, and then there's, dude, all crazy shit with that. Helicopter extractions that nobody talks about.
So you when you say any of these things, you're like, none of them are like just a thing that happened. It's always like linked to somebody trying to make it happen.
Yeah, that's a false flag. Now there's false flags and then there's hoaxes, and a lot of people mistake the two.
What is the difference in, Sam, may I ask you a question? What is the difference in false flags and hoaxes?
A false flag is where people really did die, but there's a dark hand involved.
9/11.
Yes. A hoaxes is where nobody died, but they try to act like somebody died.
The Parkland shooting.
No, the Parkland shooting, people did die.
Is that what they're saying, though? There was a hoax?
No, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know any examples of a hoax, but that's what they were. That's what they are.
Like what? Like what's a hoax?
Some people say, now I'm not going to get into it, but there's the other events that people, like Newtown. What was that school?
Newtown, that's the one I met. It would never happen.
What's the name of the school?
Columbus?
No.
Columbine?
No, not Columbine. Columbine died. It was that one, whatever.
The Newtown one.
I can't remember
actors.
The name of it now that everybody goes nuts on if you say it's not real. I think it happened, but there's some weird shit. I don't want to get into that because people fucking flip out on that shit.
Oh, with little kids.
They flip out and just like, how can you question that? You're like, well, because I know the history of this shit.
That's the problem. It's like, how could you question? I was like, are you really asking me how I can?
So I'm going to tell you something.
Tell you if you're really asking. Yeah.
So the Parkland shooting, a Florida, Fort Lauderdale shooting in the airport in which they let a guy get on a plane with a gun. He flies to Florida, get off, and he just starts shooting people. And the fucking, this pipe bomber guy. All come from the same county, okay?
What?
Which is Debbie Wasserman Schultz County.
Now, what?
Yes.
What is she?
She's a fucking, one of the most corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C.
She's the one, I know who she is. She's the one that
she's the really unfuckable one.
That's where you're going to lose your argument, Sam. They're all going to fucking get into you on that, and they're going to not listen to anything you say.
I think I probably lost some people anyways, but.
Just don't give them extra ammunition for no reason. But like. She's the one that threw the primary against Bernie for Hillary.
For sure.
Gave her results, the questions.
Yes.
Gave her answers to questions or what the questions were anyway. And then pretty much on record said we had no real reason to – our charter is not to make it a fair election. No,
well, they say legally they don't have to. Legally they do not have to do what the people say.
And she stepped down as leader of the Democratic National
and
Convention
Hillary,
and got a job for Hillary Clinton.
Instantly.
Yeah, within a year.
And then she was marching in the Women's March, and people were holding up signs going, this is all your fault, bitch. But anyway.
Really?
So you go to Parkland shooting, right?
This is all your fault, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you try to get someone in who could have, over somebody who could have beaten Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, Bernie was playing stadiums.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a Chris D'Elia gig, which is Bernie, and a Sam Tripoli gig, which is a cafeteria.
I don't know what he would have done, but I knew his one strength was also Trump's one strength, which is I'm an outsider.
Yeah.
So he negated Trump's
one
strength.
But it would have been epic debates, though, dude. Two guys talking shit.
Like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. Two dudes talking shit.
Yeah.
So the Parkland shooting, I'm going to get to this. I have two videos. I have two videos of two separate interviews.
Are you crazy saying this out loud right now?
No. But yeah. So these two, I have two videos. I have three videos. Two of the videos are two separate interviews, one of a teacher and one of a student. The one of the students done right after the shooting, and the other one's done of the teacher by ABC. And the teacher talks about how she heard shots being fired. She went out. She looked out. She saw a cop in all heavy armor just fucking plugging kids. Boom,
what?
Shooting kids, what? Shooting kids, right? Boom, 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 shooting kids, right? Cop looks up, boom, hits her in the shoulder. She grabs these kids, shuts the door, right? Then the second interview is of the a female student, Puerto Rican girl, telling that same story, but from her point of view. And she goes, I looked down the hall. I heard two different shooters. Looked down the hall. There was a cop in heavy armor just blasting kids. She shot this teacher in her shoulder, and she slammed the door shut, which is corroborating that teacher's fucking story, right? What? She goes, the cops were like, hey, man, come out. We're the cops. We're good. And kids would run out, and they, boom, blast them, right? All in heavy armor, okay?
This is nuts.
I have a video of cops running out the back of the fucking back of the school with two duffel bags. Two cops, giant duffel bags, throwing them in the back of the truck and the truck taking off, which is most likely them throwing their fucking heavy armor that they were wearing in the fucking duffel bags.
Why were they wearing heavy armor against fucking kids?
Because they were just... In case any cops got fucking smart. Cops were told to stand down, dude.
Wait, why were they wearing heavy armor, though?
Because in case any cop went up there and started firing back at them. Oh. I'll show you the video sometime.
I'll have to load them up on the site. This is every time. This is pretty much every time on. And how many time? How many like episodes do you spend on one topic? Do you like? Hey, we're not done with this. We got
to
come back.
No,
next week.
But we'll visit back. We'll go back to them. Like today, we're going to get into. I'm about to do a whole thing on a movie called Open Secret. It's about
Michael Chertoff, by the way.
Scumbag.
He's like, he's the one. Like, what's the difference? Like, he's just so we can make a bunch of money. We're all to be late. Giving up all our fucking shit. They're searching our bags, which means somebody else is going to fucking go, hey, look, I got some panties.
Yep.
We got to fucking put that up
because
this guy needs to make some cash.
Dude,
fuck man.
You want to look at something crazy, dude?
And all he does to make sure that we all fall in line is go, oh, you want another 9/11?
Yeah.
You can show him all the fucking, dude, 95% of fucking tester bombs get through your shit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't stop another 9/11.
No.
Nope. Blocking the cockpit door, that stopped it.
But, dude. They didn't. They chaperoned that event.
Oh, God, that makes me so mad. I can't fucking kiss my girlfriend goodbye at the gate because
you've ruined romantic comedies.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, but your special is out now. It's called Sam Tripoli, Zero Fucks.
Yeah.
Live at the Viper Room.
And then the Christmas one's coming out soon, too.
Christmas one will be out also.
And that's called Armageddon.
Oh, nice, which we did not get into, which is fine. We can save it for another time. But SamTripoliLive.com.
It's going to be at SamTripoliLive.com.
SamTripoliLive.com. Okay.
Yeah.
You ever have SamTripoliLive?
No, but I have that email.
Oh, that's it. SamTripoliLive.com.
Now I have to go home and buy the fucking domain because someone, as soon as they hear this, is going to buy that domain.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm addicted to domains.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
How much are they now?
They're only $9, but I just buy all of them.
Just in case.
And I let some eventually relapse, but...
Does anybody ever contact you and say, hey, can I get that domain, please?
No, but I tried to buy The Naughty Show, and the guy's like, $5,000. I'm like, keep it.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Remember the guy at JoeRogan.com? He tried to buy it, and like, the bigger Joe guy kept fucking upping the money.
He goes, I need it for my business. Like, yeah, but your business didn't get better.
Yeah.
I wonder how much he should have bought it. Looking back now, he should have bought it.
Oh, now he doesn't need it.
He also doesn't need it, exactly.
It's like they don't even go. Dude, does anyone even go to your websites anymore? They check your dates. Maybe that's
real estate. Oh, yeah. True. Anyway, all right. We'll get the fucking special.
Yeah. Thank you, dude. It's going to be probably like $2.99 because I'm putting out two.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put them, both of them are going to be cheap. So I'm super stoked. I'm very happy with the Viper Room is the best place that I've shot.
Fun place to watch a show.
I mean, it's so tiny. It's got giant name recognition. I don't know why people don't use them. I go, has anyone ever recorded?
Did they all do standing? How did they do it?
What?
Did you do audience standing?
No. I filled it with seats. I put 140 in each, two shows of 140.
That's what we used to watch the fucking metal band. What's their name? The metal cover band?
What, the Metal School?
Metal School, yeah. When it was back to like Metal Shop?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch. Metal Shop, Metal School, Panther, what's it?
Steel Panther. No, but they became Steel Panther.
Yeah, because the guy wanted to keep the money, so they changed their names.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then I hired them on a gig.
They were great, yeah.
And they hated me, dude, because nobody showed up. They wouldn't even talk to me. I owe them an amends. If they're listening, I owe you an amends. Playboy fucked me. And the John Lovitz fucking club fucked me.
What number is amends?
What?
What number is amends?
I think it's like six.
Six.
four, five, or six.
That's the one I always love when people like do get sober. I'm like, I gotta know because I love. I researched it and I found it. Like, hey, where's my four?
Yeah,
give me my four. Let's get it.
Dude, so far I made amends to people, and it was you gotta make amends for you, not to get amends from them. But when they don't make amends, you when you go, hey, dude, I'm really sorry that happened. Usually people are like, hey, dude, it's okay. I'm sorry it happened too. Yeah. But I'm not gonna say the name of the comic. He's like, you know what? I like when people like. Realize when they were wrong and they fucking apologize. I think that's fucking cool. I'm like, you fucking dick. Yeah, I would have.
Forgive me, I was also wrong.
Yeah. I would push you in front of a bus if I fucking could. But I didn't, so yeah.
All right, cool, man. I'm excited for your special.
Ari, I love you. I'm so happy you're doing well. It's fun to watch. I mean, like, you are just packing it out, and I appreciate you putting me up in your storytelling show. That was a lot of fun. It's so funny.
That was cool. You did great.
John Love, the amazing Jonathan's wife was tripping balls on shrooms, and she thought
really?
I said that he had bombed, but I have this joke where, like, Silver Robot Guy tells me that I'm going to be a star, and then I make a joke about how bad I'm doing. But I panicked.
Dude, I actually heard you say that line before you even said anything. And I could see like, oh, I bet he could see this as saying Amazing Jonathan bombed. But you're just saying, I bombed after Amazing
Jonathan.
That's
what I meant to say.
Yeah, I think you said it that way, but it could be construed as both.
So,
I got it immediately. Because I knew you would never have said that about him. And also, it's like, yeah, there was a moment where you're like, I'm not doing as well as I should.
Yeah, right, because like, the joke is like, oh, you're going to be great, and I'm like, oh, I'm shit in the bed.
I went on after Amazing Jonathan bombing, is how you said it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I went on after Amazing Jonathan
and
bombing.
I'm bombing. Yeah. But I was panicking
about it.
She's like, listen, I'm on shrooms. I'm his wife. Did you just say he bombed? I go, no. I meant to say I'm following the Amazing Jonathan and I'm bombing.
Jesus, the construction here.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's such a weird area, but this area is great.
It is.
Ari, I love you, and I appreciate you putting me on.
I love you too, man. You're really special. I can't wait to watch it.
You're the best.
Zero fucks and a Christmas special coming soon at samtripley.com. Guys, seriously, everybody get it. You got to watch Sam. He's been a killer for years. All right, outro coming. Okay, that's the episode. Thank you, Samuel Tripoli, who's got a new special out. Sam Tripoli, Armageddon. It's the Christmas extravaganza. It's up right now. It is up right now. I delayed this podcast till Friday when it would be available. He told me the 12th. It's actually the 14th. Get that. And Sam Tripoli, Zero Fucks, both recorded at the famous Viper Room on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, a place where I've been many times. 8 times. Something like that. Anyway, that's the episode, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Check out Sam's podcast. I'm in Tel Aviv now. I moved from Eilat to Tel Aviv. I'm enjoying Israel. Eilat. I mean, it's Israel. It doesn't seem like Israel to me. But when I went back to where my aunt and uncle live still in Petah Tikva, and like walked around those streets, I mean, that really felt like Israel to me and my brother. Anyway, so that's the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I tried to use all lies music for the episode. Stuff about lies. Because they're giving us, you guys. They're just giving us, they're just feeding us lies. Sam's right, though. This shit didn't start 2 years ago. It wasn't like we just got bad. The one moment I really remember it when I was like, wait, you're feeding us something. Either that or journalism is just terrible. It was, I guess late November, early December 2016, Trump had been elected, had not taken office. The Keystone Pipeline was like a big thing where there were Native Americans were protesting, having this oil pipeline go through there underneath their one water source. I don't know exactly all the details. I just know the liberals were against it. And Obama, it was his thing. He just kind of kept quiet about it. It wasn't his thing, but like, you know, it happened under his presidency. And his last day, he said, hey, we're gonna stop the Keystone Pipeline. He didn't have any other plans to do it anywhere else. He just said, we're going to stop it. So I guess he could say, like, it wasn't my responsibility. And then, of course, Trump started it up again. But before that, I'm talking about late November, let's say, 2016. There was an article that said it showed the Keystone Pipelines with the protesters being water cannons were being shot at them. And it said, this is Trump's America. I remember reading it going like, he's not in office yet. He's not, he can't have any, unless it's happening at Trump Towers, he can't have any control of this. But they were already feeding this story of like, this guy's the problem. When it's like, no. The position is the problem. That whole government, none of them represent us. The fucking media is no longer free. All this shit's evil. Anyway, you guys, that's the episode. I'm still going to hang around Israel for a while. I think if I'm going to do one more episode, it might be on Christmas as the end of the year podcast. A 2018 year in review and what I'm looking forward to 2019 podcast, solo podcast. Maybe, that's what I'm thinking. When would that be? Oh, I could do that from the airport after Egypt. What a long, strange trip it's been. I will be in Oakland at the new parish. Tickets for Israel, for Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are sold out. I'll be at the new parish in Oakland October 30th, which will be this pretty much the same hour as you saw in San Francisco, which will be the same hour as you see in Sacramento, January 3rd, 4th, 5th. My daughter, Jessica Michelle Singleton, will be opening for me. So get tickets to both of those. I'll also be in Denver in January, at the end of January, Salt Lake City with the storytelling show. February 1st and 2nd with Bert and Ren Azizi, Mark Normand, Sean Patton. Who else? Forget who else. Oh, O'Neill. And then I'm doing a storytelling show at 6 and I in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. storytelling show. January 15th, me, Big J, Gary Veeder, Joe List. Sal? Is Sal coming? I got to ask him again. But anyway, it'll be two more fun people. Fun road trip for us. Good storytelling show for you guys. First of the year, Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storytelling Show. And that's it. I'll be in Phoenix and Tempe in March doing my hour. Ari Shaffir Jew, it's getting way too long right now. Now it's time to start like tightening it up and narrowing the time. Anyway, you guys, I'm going to enjoy Israel today. I'm going to go to the market in Tel Aviv and just walk around and fucking eat some more garinim. This place, it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time. Seeing my cousins was weird. They were also, it was fun. It was fun. I'll talk more about it later, I guess. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. That's it, right? Make sure to get Sam's special. $2 to buy, to rent, $3 to own. It's really nothing. You can get both for $6. Do it, man. Support a comic. Sam's been fucking killer for a long, long time. All he does is go slay. All he does is slay. That's why I had the smoke'em list. Not a lot of people can have a smoke'em list like Sam did. Smoke'em list. He's on the smoke'em list. He would want to go after people. So he'd go on before them. Not bump them. Just do his 15 before them. He wanted them to be after him. And go so hard that they either cancel the show and say, I can't go on yet, or die a fucking slow death. The smoke'em list. All right, you guys. Until next week, or the 15th, 25th. When is that? 25th. Oh, okay. A week from Tuesday. Maybe we'll do it then. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic, episode 345. The Conspirator with Sam Tripoli. Over and out. I can see that it's a lie.
arcade fire.